From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We're now only 53 days out from the most historic election in world history, as a massive hurricane has now smashed into the Carolinas. We're going to be breaking it all down today with the latest coverage and analysis at Infowars.com. And, of course, DrudgeReport.com has the most extensive coverage. Like a bomb has gone off. 500,000 plus without power. 10-foot storm surge. Cajun Navy rescues. 30-foot waves. Records recorded by buoys. And the flag still is flying, the American flag. And the flag is still there. ICE says it won't arrest or detain evacuees. Media politicizes wind. Blame Trump for storms. Predict mass death. We've got all the radar feeds up there at DrudgeReport.com and Infowars.com as well. And Florence, weekend days of downpour. Now it's gone down to 80 miles an hour, which means it isn't damaging as many buildings, but it's stalling out and could have 10, 15, 20 feet of water. So this is going to be a disaster. But they think you're stupid. So the mainstream media is acting like you're all following voodoo or something. And, you know, you think that when there's a solar eclipse that a giant monster is eating the sun, or a giant snake, like the ancient Greeks or the ancient Aztecs would think, or every other major culture, thought some monster was eating the sun, and then if you did human sacrifices or whatever, the Titan, Kronos, would vomit it back up. Or was Kronos one of the fathers of the Titans? I forget. In a mythical land known as Cycronia. That's a word no one's heard in a long time. But continuing, ladies and gentlemen, Manafort pleads guilty to conspiracy charges, agrees to cooperate with Mueller, developing. And, of course, none of it has to do with Russia. Russia, Russia. It has to do with banking and IRS stuff from 15 years ago. Totally redonkulous. It's all coming up today and so much more. There's been a couple more truck attacks. And, you know, it's like Sadiq Khan said, the Islamic mayor of London. He said, just get used to it. And I've kind of gotten used to it. It's like every day there's a couple truck attacks, 10 or 15 acid attacks, bunch of stabbing attacks, screaming Allah Akbar, nothing to do with Islam, just screaming God is great in Arabic. These people wail and scream and fight for their lives, the domesticated Europeans. Even the Dalai Lama said, you better not let Islamic North Africa and the Middle East in. You're crazy. And why do you say that? Well, because the Buddhists, there have been, in India alone, it's estimated, 140 million Hindus and other Buddhist sects killed by Muslims since Muslims invaded, what was it, 1,400 years ago. 140-plus million people. You know, just like Egypt used to be Christian, and Turkey used to be Christian. And there were Christians all over India. The Hindus did, and Buddhists let Christians practice. No problem. But along come the Muslims, and off go your heads. And the Dalai Lama's like, let me tell you something. You need to watch your butt. Are you crazy? You know, the only reason the Buddhist monks started having to learn how to fight, you go back a couple thousand years ago, they weren't into warfare, but the Islamic invasions all over from Indonesia, you know, right through into areas of Europe, people were being invaded, so they got more militaristic. But particularly the Buddhist monks got into warfare. That's where you get all the, you know, cheesy kung fu movies and stuff, because they had to or they get dead. See how that works? But we're liberal. We love Islam. Let's go down and smoke hookah pipes. Oh, we're gay. Let's go to Saudi Arabia. Oh, you're going to kill me? Oh, liberal. Liberal. Alex Jones is bad.
news and disinformation. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Broadcasting worldwide on the September 14th, 2018 Friday broadcast. And globalists are in full panic mode. They can feel their vampiric attempt to strangle human destiny and take control of human evolution. To direct us on a path of their choosing, they can feel it running through their hands like sand. But the battle is now joined. We have the massive Hurricane Florence slamming into the Carolinas, making landfall in the last few hours. They're reporting like it's a bomb going off. 10-foot storm surge, 30-foot waves recorded by buoys, breaking records. And the left says if you pay a carbon tax, and they say if you give George Soros and Lord Rothschild and Al Gore, I'm not kidding, and Obama, that's who owns in London and in Chicago, the two main carbon exchanges. If you pay them billions of dollars each, they will wave a magic wand and there will not be any more big storms. In fact, you can go to the Weather Channel or even USA Today, like 3-4 years ago, they have recorded that compared to the 60s, when you go through the 90s on till now, the least amount of hurricanes recorded in the last 400 years in the Atlantic Ocean and the Caribbean. So the idea that we're having more storms that are more severe isn't true. Now, the only thing that is constant is change. And you can see the big red eye on Jupiter that's the size of planet Earth. Actually, I think a whole bunch of, I forget the statistic. How many planet Earths can fit in the circumference of the eye of Jupiter that wasn't there just about 500 years ago? They reported it forming. So can we pull up, just go to YouTube or wherever and type in video from Voyager 1 or Voyager 2, just a video, time-lapse video of the eye, the great storm on Jupiter. And again, many, many Earths could fit into it. But, you know, it's getting smaller and it's slowing down. It's a giant typhoon of gases on the gas giant's surface, a big eddying whirlpool. And that's not caused by humans. Now, it is true that the Earth went up a couple degrees in temperature until the late 90s. And now it's been going down. According to all global measurements, that's not contested now. That's what they said about, 6 years ago? Hide the decline. Remember that? So you have the big red spot, which is a big storm on Jupiter. And remember, while the Earth was heating up in the 70s and 80s and 90s a little bit, they were blaming it on a little bit increased CO2 from humans, that plants breathe. What else was happening on some of our brother or sister planets here in the solar system? What else was happening? The ice caps of Mars were shrinking dramatically. Oh, just as soon as our ice cap started expanding again, what was it? About 19 years ago, about 1999, what happened? Oh my goodness, Mars ice cap started getting bigger again. Now, what is the input in the solar system that was having similar climate effects as Earth was having on Mars? The fourth rock out. Oh, that's right. I forgot. The sun. And I know I'm stating something very, very simple here. And everybody understands this, but your average leftist doesn't, because it's all about how they're going to save the Earth. So So again, we'll have that answer for you soon. How many Earths can fit in the big red spot? That's coming up after the break of Jupiter. And there's some other big storms. You know, Saturn has got a storm that mathematicians over 100 years ago believed would manifest an interdimensional vortex because of calculations they'd made. And they believed there would be a giant hexagon on the northern and southern poles. And guess what? When probes flew over, giant hexagon on the North Pole. Jupiter's great red spot is more than twice the size of Earth. Okay, there you go. So two fit in it. Winds inside the storm reach speeds of 270 miles an hour. Better pay Al Gore money. He'll fix it. Nobody knows when the great red spot first appeared on Jupiter, but it's been seen on Jupiter ever since people started looking through telescopes 400 years ago. My memory is pretty good. I said 400, 500 years ago, they first discovered it. So maybe it's a little older. We don't know. But it is now dissipating. They have mathematical models and indices that predict within another 50 years or so, the storm will be gone because we will pay carbon taxes. And that will fix the problem. I want carbon taxes for Mars. I think we should pay them. Kind of like carbon indulgences. Remember back with the old Vatican days? And they would tell people all over the Holy Roman Empire that you can't get your family out of purgatory, trapped in purgatory, awaiting the hour of reprisal. Skies are turning red. And if you paid large amounts of gold, the Pope would wave a magic wand and out you go from purgatory. But today you pay your carbon indulgences and you go to U2 Africa concerts and Bono keeps 99% of the money and makes billions of dollars off of it and then laughs at you because he's liberal. Kind of like this limousine liberal. It's one of the top stories on drudgereport.com. On the left-hand side, socialist Alexandria Cortez wears a $3,500 outfit. You know, I've never had a $3,500 outfit. I mean, I guess I have a little bit nicer sports jackets, so they're $500, $600. And the average politician is probably wearing like a $3,000 one. But wow, look at her. $3,500 outfit. I always love how they're talking about socialists, how it's bad to own things and bad to be wealthy and everybody who's rich is evil. But then 80% of the wealth in Congress is Democrats. Almost all the billionaires are socialists or Democrats because they want your money. I mean, they're all tax exempt. All the heads of Google literally pay no taxes. They all run international tax scams, and they're allowed to because they're part of the ruling class. And she comes from a rich family and just did the whole barista thing as a cutout stage deal PR stunt. And it turns out people are now looking at her wardrobe going back years, and it appears that on an average day, she sports designer clothing of close to $1,000 on her body. So they're making a lot of money at that bar. But look, she posed with a black construction worker. But if you compare what she's wearing, it literally looks like a fashion shoot because it is. You got her all dressed up. I love the limousine liberals. I love folks like Hugo Chavez, the only people with their Swiss palaces, but then their people are so poor. But they want you poor to control you. It's by design. Once you get communism, there's no more welfare, there's no more nothing. You get to live in a hovel, and you get to have no running water, and you get to have secret police knock your teeth out if you don't show up for the mandatory work brigades, and you work about 65 hours a week on average, and you have no health care. But, oh, there's always universities spitting out doctors and things. But if your eyes go bad, here's a cane. Knee goes bad, here's a cane. Get cancer, shoot yourself in the head. It's okay, though. Because you know I'm lying, I'm fake news. Socialism and communism works so good. Now, when we return, we will get into some incredible news. You heard about what happened at Google. Every day, something new is about to break, like I told you, and then there'll be executive action. I think the military should storm all those facilities. They're criminal organizations.
53. The world is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
You know, I said something at the end of the last segment that I 100% believe. We really want to save this country, we want to save the Republic from foreign governments and espionage, then we need the president and we need a coalition in Congress to use the force of the U.S. military under the executive branch and under the Constitution to remove the redcoat scourge that's in control of this country. And I'm not talking about the British Empire of old. I'm talking about every day now it comes into focus. Where Google and Apple and these other tech companies will not work with the Pentagon. They will not work with the CIA. They will not work with the military. But they will work officially with the communist Chinese and the dictatorial EU. Now, you think about that. That's mainstream news. Now, remember, all major six Hollywood production houses are controlled by China. They have controlling interests. That's mainstream, Wall Street Journal, New York Times. I told you 10 years ago, China is taking control of Hollywood. I got made fun of. I was meeting with top Hollywood people who were telling me about it. Michael Savage has a whole bunch of number one best-selling books. It's like 15 or something over the years. He's been writing them since the 70s. They would not even take delivery at Barnes & Noble and other places 4 years ago when he put one out about China taking over America. Think about that. And, of course, Savage was asked to write that by patriots. I can tell you that. Savage doesn't know that I know that. I know that from folks that know Savage. I know Savage well, but the point is that they would not allow the book on the shelves in America. There it is. China promotes anti-Trump book. Washington Times. The state-run media is pushing it, buying it, and putting it on end caps all over China. And they're promoting it here in America, and they're buying up radio stations and satellite systems to beam pro-Chi-Com news into Chinese populations here in the U.S. that are now the fastest-growing population in North America. Not just here. In Canada, in the U.S., in Mexico, and all the way down to Chile. The Chinese are coming. And if they don't do what they're told, their family in China gets killed. I was asked not to get into it, and I won't, but we have actually had the Chinese try to exert force on us 6 years ago and 5 years ago. And I'll leave it at that. And let's just say somebody had to get basically a divorce over it. I've had Saudi intelligence attacking me as well. But look, the point is, when you're a real American patriot, you find out what's going on, and you find out you're not in Kansas anymore. People just think, oh, America's all happy and good. Right under the surface, we're under attack. And we finally got a president that gets it. So now, I said Google needs to be SWAT teamed. It works with a group that killed five times the number of Hitler, the communist Chinese, on record, their own people. They're taking over everything. The CFR and the globalists put them in the position, gave them all the rare earth minerals, all the deep water ports. It was given to them, the keys of the kingdom, and the physical keys and the electronic keys to everything, to Apple, to your code keys, to your Google ID. Do you understand? It's mainstream news. We are almost taken over. And now this. Their state-run media is promoting fear and Bob Woodward and saying, remove Trump, 25th Amendment, Trump is mentally ill. Remove our president. Wow, a foreign government says remove our president, and Google, that was set up by DARPA 20 years ago with Russian scientists who took their ideas over here, is now moving to China and is helping censor their own people and round them up and kill them. Literally. And I was actually pleasantly surprised by Senator Cotton. I thought he was Alex Jones. When I got there, I was listening to the committee. I was like, well, this isn't all bad. And Rubio brought up some good points. When I first walked up to Rubio, the media doesn't show you that part. I'm like, hey, we know about the censorship? Because he was coming out to the press area. That's where you go way on the side, where they come out. I didn't interrupt his press conference. He ignored me and was a jerk. So I got back in his face. But he was one of the only other senators that said some stuff about China and how they won't work, how Google won't work with our military. Which, again, okay, you're not going to work with our military. Then you work with the Chinese? America didn't kill, you know, in this century or the 100 million people. This is the real issue. Why do you think I was taken off air on all these platforms 5 weeks ago? It was this. It was that I was getting reports to the president. I was trying to mobilize you on social media to make this the issue. But guess what? I took one for the team. And we've now succeeded, thanks to you, the listeners, and the stations, and the Drudge Report, all of us together, and your prayers, that now the big issue is censorship and traitorous activities by big tech firms moving to China, and they're all involved except Twitter. But Jack Dorsey just is scared. So he goes along with the other big tech giants. So that's the big news, and now you've got this. You have the hours of Google video coming out, their own video leaked, about how much they hate Trump and how they're going to stop him, and you know, how they thought they delivered the election to Hillary, but they can't believe it. But next time, they're going to really get conservatives, and they're going to control thought. They're going to manage the narrative, and they're going to make sure that we go in the right direction. They're going to run your life. They're authoritarians. And you know, these are guys worth hundreds of billions of dollars apiece, but, oh, they're going to, you know, teach you how to be a good socialist. But they don't pay their taxes. And now, inside the ring, China promotes Bob Woodward's anti-Trump book, Fear. And now on top of that, senior Google scientist quits over censored Chinese search engine. It says a whole bunch of other top engineers quit. And he goes on, the engineer, to say, to avoid contributing to the erosion of protection for dissidents. And he goes on to say, due to my conviction that dissent is fundamental to functioning democracies, I am forced to resign in order to avoid contributing to or profiting from the erosion of protection for dissidents. He declared, I view our intent to capitulate to censorship and surveillance demands in exchange for access to the Chinese market as a forfeiture of our values and governmental negotiation positions across the globe. Yeah, it's the end of America. It's the end of freedom, because every other government's going to fall to it. Notice it's already happening here. There is an all too real possibility that many nations, other nations, will attempt to leverage our actions in China in order to demand our compliance with their security demands. And then it goes on from there. So, there's your information right there. According to Intercept, Paulson raised concerns with his managers at Google after The Intercept revealed that the internet giant was secretly developing a Chinese search app for Android devices. See, these big eggheads are really smart mathematically, but they never do full spectrum analysis, which your machines can't do properly either. And they don't understand that most of them don't even know they're compartmentalized, sitting on top a giant censorship system already in place. We already have one here. They're already doing it here.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., we're here live. The most banned, most demonized, most lied about transmission in the world. Why is it? Because we have the spirit. We have the will. We have the force of God behind us. And if we simply move, nothing on earth can stop us. Now, I said earlier that the normal response in history by Winston Churchill, by George Washington, by an Abraham Lincoln. If a foreign power seized control of the telecommunications infrastructure and was engaged in mass censorship, propaganda, and then wouldn't even work with the nation's military and moved its bases to a country that had killed 110 million people. The response to that is seizing control of it. It's not a private company. It is a combine. When you put Apple and Google and Facebook and all the little pilot fish that follow it that work in unison as a criminal monopoly racket, and they all have like ponytails and dreadlocks, and little cute shoes and outfits, and all these executive meetings, they all talk real wimpy. That's called camouflage. These people are not cute. They're not funny. They help run death camps in China. Tim Cook would put me in a gulag and have my organs harvested like that. Tim Cook would line me up, stick a gun in my mouth, and pull the trigger and blow my brains all over the wall like that. He pays no taxes. He's a savage criminal. He helps China murder people en masse. He has the worst factories at every level. It's pure selfishness. Just like every major study in Europe and the United States shows, the left is, what, 6 times more likely to steal? Look it up. 9 times more likely to not give to charity. And many times more likely, you can pull up different studies, to tell you they gave to charity. It's called being a monster. You know, anybody that works in the hospitality business will tell you, from the studies and statistics I've read, from waiters to maids to prostitutes, they'll tell you conservatives pay the most, pay up, and like to pay. But these anglerfish like Tim Cook, dangling their little light out in front of them where you think that they're the light, but Lucifer casts a false light. He's the angel of light, the morning star. Christ was called the morning star as well in the Bible. Because if they call Lucifer the morning star, it doesn't mean his name's really the morning star, see? Which is the Bible letting you understand if you have knowledge and are able to understand it. It's just gibberish to those that don't have discernment. That the devil takes everything over and counterfeits it and then claims it's his when it's not. But I digress. Google is a foreign power. Google has a GDP bigger than California. Apple, look it up, has a GDP. Well, I guess you could say a gross production product instead of calling it domestic product in California. Google's revenue beats the GDPs of several major countries. Yeah. And they want to not just work with China to carry out authoritarianism and spy on people. They want to do it here, and they are, and they're conscious. And again, all of them sitting around acting like hippies is their unified camouflage, just like a child molester pulls up in an ice cream truck and, you know, have a puppy in the back, or, you know, a 7-year-old kid that lures the other kids and says, let's go play. And the nice man goes, hi, I got a balloon. Just get in the back. You're going to get ice cream. And you got all these executives all going, we're liberal. Hi. Hi, everybody. Come on over. Oh, you want a balloon? Just stick your arm in here and I'm going to take you down. And you're going to see all the giraffes and the monkeys and the other clowns. Just stick your arm in here. We're liberal. Hey, Georgie, why don't you come on over here and I'll take real good care of you, sir. I'm going to take real good care of your children. Take those vaccines. see in the movies with these vampires that tear your children limb from limb. But in the real world, we kill them real slow. We kind of like call it a background ambient energy. And then we have little special rituals and things we do while we torture and rape your children to death. But we're liberals, so it's okay. Right, Judgey? Oh, Tim Cook is a nice man. He'll take real good care of you. It's why he doesn't pay any taxes. Why he runs the worst slave factories in the world, where they force people to have abortions and drug them. They got suicide nets everywhere. And if a company reports somebody gave them a problem, they get a phone call. They get a message, and the Chinese government takes them away. Just like Apple wants to get rid of your app here in America, they do it. That's what you do sometimes. I mean, you know, what are we going to do? Judgy, I find your lack of faith disturbing. Don't act so surprised, Tim Cook. You aren't on any mercy mission this time. Now, we've reached the point where their own executives are going public and admitting what criminals they are, and the whole house of cards is coming down. But they're going to fight back and try to remove Trump and remove us, and so we're in a death battle. So I just would encourage the public to be honest about this. We have a clear and present foreign powers in our country censoring everything. The Chinese government's running TV ads and radio ads and print ads and promoting a book calling for our president to be removed via the 25th Amendment. Yeah, they want the cabinet to vote him out and nullify you and make us a dictatorship, like the cabinet is a Politburo like they have in China. They don't have elections in China. No. But they have the Central Committee and they have the Politburo, and then the communists decide who the president will be until this year, when they made their dictator a full dictator and made his vice president for life. But they're going to use our system to tell us to remove our president. And we're going to sit there. We're going to take that. By the way, the news is out. Trump's going to accelerate the tariffs. He's going to mass the military over there. And he's not blinking to the Chi-Coms. And so they're doing everything they can to remove our president. A foreign power is meddling 1 trillion times that the Russians could ever imagine. And are we going to sit there and are we going to take that as a country? I'm asking you that right now. Now, we got something really special when we come back. A couple things that are really special. And we have Bezos telling the president it's dangerous for him to call the media the enemy of the public. They're getting ready a false flag. They call him a Nazi, an enemy. They say kill him. He says, that's really horrible. Fake news is the enemy. They then represent, he goes, oh, he says the First Amendment's the enemy. The president's dangerous. They're getting ready to attack themselves. We'll be back. They've chosen the most satanic murdering force on earth, the Chi-Coms, as their alliance. And they're now moving with authoritarianism and classical brainwashing and racial division and cultural division and attacks on our families, things that are illegal in China, in their own communist system, to break us. But there are those of us that don't care about the intimidation, that don't care about the threats. We care about our birthright. And we are not going to put up with these globalists. In fact, we're born and bred and live to bang heads with these pieces of crap. I probably should just mention all the insane news and the guests we have coming up. Chris Tanto-Peranto, one of the great heroes of Benghazi, is going to be joining us next hour. And, of course, Obama came out and said that basically Benghazi did never happen. He said it's the whole thing's a conspiracy theory. Now, isn't that what they say I said about Sandy Hook? No, the public didn't buy Sandy Hook. The public doesn't believe the media anymore. So sometimes they take things that did happen and think they didn't because they've been lied to so much. Because some of the major anomalies that got put out later we could debunk. They weren't going in circles out of the school. I've now seen it proven. It was out of the firehouse. It's still weird. That's why people question it. But the point is we have a right to do that in America. But then Trump takes Benghazi, something that's not debated. There was a stand down, 13 hours. ISIS, Al-Qaeda stealing the weapons out of the warehouses. Everybody else was told to stand down and leave hours before it even happened. It was a setup. Hillary was working with the security that provided security in the town that had been brought in as part of the Arab Spring. He's joining us because he got suspended on Twitter for when Obama came out and said, oh, Benghazi didn't happen. That's a conspiracy theory. And Tonto's like, buddy, I was there. And even the Boston Globe said that this is Obama's lowest moment. Remember, Hillary got asked about arms out of Benghazi shipped to Turkey. She goes, Turkey? Turkey for Thanksgiving? She thinks the viewers are so dumb. They're like, you and Turkey got caught working together to start the Arab Spring in Syria, didn't you? You shipped the weapons, which has now been proven. She's like, what? Turkey? Who's eating those? So this is how they operate. We're going to be talking about all of it coming up. It's outrageous. It truly is. Now, let's continue here. I've got something that is really hilarious. And so we're taking lemons that we've been given by the big tech censors and we're turning it into luscious lemonade. And this is kind of the spirit of InfoWars. That we take a licking and keep on ticking, the old Timex adage that Drudge applied to InfoWars. And it's because we expect to be attacked. We expect the full spectrum could possibly happen to us and probably will because we intend to be leaders in fighting tyranny. We intend to be 100% in because if you're going to get in a fight, you better go balls to the walls. You better go 110% or you're going to get hurt. And so they've banned our Apple app that only came out 6 weeks ago, 2 weeks before the ban. And then it went to number one. And so they deleted that it was number one, but it was still there. Then went back to close to number one. So they just totally did delete it. But it's still on your iPhones if you have it. But the Android is still there at Infowars.com/app for now. If it's on your phone for a few years, it'll work, and it's a great app. People love it. It's the new app, InfoWars Official. So here's the original ad that Savannah put together with Drew, two of our great team here, and with a little added something at the end that our own Rob Dew, news director, put together. Here it is.
Hey, guys. My name is Savannah Hernandez, and if you're always on the go like me, then you're not always tied to your computer or TV. So we just released our free InfoWars Official app. The InfoWars Official app includes all of our live broadcasts like War Room with Owen Schroyer, Real News with David Knight, and the holy grail of podcasts and radio, The Alex Jones Show. And the best part about the InfoWars Official app is that every single time we go live, you get notifications so that you never miss a beat. So whether you're in the car or on a run, this app makes it easy to keep the InfoWar right in your pocket. So what are you waiting for? Download
Not
the
so fast, InfoWars. Apple banned your app.
I help too.
Ah, Oliver.
I hate free speech too.
So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. You can still get the app until CNN and Soros-funded BuzzFeed and the Chi-Com-merged Apple get together and, I guess, get Google to ban it. You know, We are getting persecuted, and I don't want to say it's all been a bed of roses, but the results have been victory. I mean, at a gut level, at a spiritual level, I feel good. Really, for the first time in this 25-year quest, 26-year quest, as I started to fight the globalists 24 years on air, I've always been very satisfied, but I just always have a burning that the enemy's going to win, and that I'm literally, God's mad at me. And now, as we approach the real persecution, I'm serious. I feel God's presence more, discernment more, understanding more, peace more. Folks have noticed sometimes a little bit more calm now, even though we have this horrible storm obviously hitting the U.S., kind of mixed metaphors, that humanity's going to make it. Now, it's going to be a remnant of us, but this big test, you got to hit rock bottom before you start going back up. And I'm just really impressed with everybody. I'm talking about the listeners, the activists, everybody. I'm really impressed with you. And I'm really impressed with Trump. And I'm really impressed with the drip, drip, drip of Google and Apple getting exposed and the crimes they're committing. And Trump's getting ready to drop the hammer on them right now. And you're seeing them strike back with all the videos coming out. And it's a warning to Google. You think the stuff they released yesterday is bad? Psst, they've got everything. Oh, yeah, they've got the meetings with the Chinese. I mean, you know Google's really the CIA. But it's leftist run now, so it's run over to China, and it's a civil war inside the intelligence agencies. You don't think it's all been recorded? You don't think all the crimes of Tim Cook at Apple and all the rest of these jerks aren't known? And their scientists are resigning every day, top ones, saying you are pure evil? I mean, when I say Hitler killed roughly 20 million people, there's no doubt. I talked to grandparents and used to go hunting before they all died, all those World War II vets that were tank commanders, you name it. Grandpa's in the Army, Navy, Army Air Corps, but talking to old tank commanders, they said, oh, there's dead bodies. There's millions of dead people everywhere. As far as you can see, just dead women and children everywhere. Huge death camps, just piles of dead bodies, blackbirds eating their eyeballs. I mean, and I like, tell me a war story. Tell me a war story. I'll tell you a war story. One more beautiful than Marilyn Monroe walked out in a full fur coat, naked, opened it up, started shooting at me with a rifle, and I cut her in two from the top of that tank. Now stop asking me to tell you stories. And the women do that to distract you, like, you see that? And then start, and that's what's going on, folks. That's real war, okay? Now stop asking me those stories. Hitler killed 20 million people. Probably more than that. I guess 21 million Russians died, so he killed a lot of people. I was forgetting the Russians. I guess it's like 35 million. God, my. The point is, the Nazis were really bad. The Chinese have killed 100 plus million of their own people, they admit. They don't play games, folks. They kill little girls that people try to hide in their houses under the one-child policy. I didn't even plug this hour. If you don't finance us, Soros wins. If you do finance us, we all win. X2 is selling out the Deep Earth Crystal Source, the best halogen out there. If you don't know about the iodine conspiracy, folks, this is, from our research, the best iodine in the world, the purest you can get over the counter. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, 25% off. The sale is going to have to end because it's selling a lot faster than I thought. The sale is going to end in about a week. InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back. Have you spread the links or told folks about the local radio stations? You know there's a war on, right? Infowars.com, and America's starting to win.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, we just saw the 17th anniversary of 9/11 earlier this week, but it was also another anniversary. Well, the 6th anniversary of Benghazi, I don't have a teleprompter here. We've got Chris Taranto, one of the main heroes of the Patriots that survived at the tragic event there at the U.S. Special Mission Annex in Benghazi, Libya, when Hillary stood down and Obama stood down. We'll play the clip next segment where Obama got in a lot of trouble last weekend, saying that Benghazi didn't even happen. Conspiracy theory. that's my bad Obama imitation. Even a lot of liberals said that is next level. So we'll be talking about all of that with Chris. But you're there in Alabama. I guess that big old hurricane's a little bit north of you.
Yeah, no, it's a little ways on the Atlantic coast. We're closer to the Gulf. It didn't come this way. So I think we're okay. In fact, I wish we had a little bit of cloud cover. It's 100 degrees out here and 100% humidity. It's hot. It's hot.
And you're out there doing some firearms training with citizens.
Yeah, actually. Yeah, of course. So I have a company called Battleline Tactical. Myself and Dave Boone Benton, Ben Morgan from Morgan Timing System, Larry Stevenson, Larry the Blackbearded Cowboy. He's one of my instructors, Benny Glossop. We come out and we teach people how to shoot and teach people how to defend themselves and be more confident. And it's a great day. Great day to be out here shooting guns.
Well, speaking of censorship, we'll get into the main meat of the interview here at the start of the next segment. But speaking of all the censorship, you've got ChrisTantoPeranto.com, at ChrisPeranto on Twitter. Where are other places for people to get to you if you do get totally banned off Twitter? Because you just got suspended this week.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Facebook, I have a public page and a private page. The public page is just Chris Peranto. You can look for Battleline Tactical. That's my Facebook page. 14th Hour Foundation, that's my Facebook page. I have a foundation as well. And then Instagram, I'm pretty regular on. And it's just Chris_Peranto_Tano. I still can't get verified by any of them except Facebook. Go figure. So you won't see a blue check mark. I'm trying, though, but I guess I'm not important enough. And you know, so what? In their eyes. So if you don't see a blue check mark, just go Chris_Peranto_Tonto, and that's me.
That's right. Fake accounts are a big problem. And now that I've been taken off Twitter and everywhere else, they've got all these fake accounts saying I'm Alex Jones and saying horrible KKK stuff, you name it. It's very clear that once they silence you, then they can really lie about you.
Yeah. Yeah. Then they can spin and paint the general public any picture they want about you. Luckily for me, though, and Alex and we all will talk about it. I this has been honestly a blessing because people are starting to say, holy crap, what was Benghazi? A lot of people didn't know what Benghazi was. And now they're like, oh, my gosh. What was Benghazi? This actually happened. And here's a guy that was part of it. And then they go see Tig or they find Oz and they see there are other guys out there. So it's not just me trying to vouch for a story or what happened. There was a whole team that was left behind by.
Like Holocaust denial because they say that I'm denying Sandy Hook, which I'm not. They just edit tapes together and take it out of context. But then he's literally saying it's a conspiracy theory. It's crazy.
And again, as long as there's people like myself, like yourself, out there standing up and saying and calling them on their BS, whether I get banned or not, I'm still going to keep calling them on it. Good people, because this country still has fantastic American spirit. Good people are still going to see the truth and they're going to come forward. But like you said, brother, and we've been to this before, it's a marathon. We're just going to keep pushing and pushing and overcoming obstacles like we do. That's what we do as Americans.
When we come back, we got one more segment with you, and I know you're busy today training. You're working 7 days a week and public speaking and firearms training. Very exciting. I want to get right into Benghazi and what really did happen and play the clip from Obama and so much more. But just briefly, in the 30 seconds we have, what do you make of the big tech giants, Google and Apple, moving to China? I think it's a national security threat, and they won't even work with our military. Google won't, but they're helping the Chinese military with AI. I think these are treasonous companies.
I haven't seen anything to think otherwise, to be honest with you. If it's about money, maybe. Are they taking American jobs away? Well, it looks like it. So just in that respect, I think it's treasonous. But it's a definite eye-opener for the administration, the Trump administration. They need to keep an eye on it. I'm not a big person that wants big government, but when you have companies, private companies that may be...
Well, they're involved in espionage. We'll be right back.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Embrace wild conspiracy theories like those surrounding Benghazi or my birth certificate. Rejected science, rejected facts on things like climate change. Embraced a rising absolutism from a willingness to default on America's debt by not paying our bills to a refusal to even meet, much less consider, a qualified nominee for the Supreme Court because he happened to be nominated by...
Cut it off. I mean, all of that is a lie. Benghazi happened. The stand down happened. A bunch of people got killed. They used a security force that the Hillary was already in control of to come attack the base. We have Chris Tonto Peronto on. Earlier this week, he got suspended on Twitter for countering that clip and saying, no, it happened. My buddies were there. I lost friends. Everybody knows what happened. It's come out now, thanks to his and the rest of his team's courage, the survivors and those that died's courage. So Chris, you got a chance to respond to the president, the former president, the fact that he just mixed you in with a bunch of other stuff. I mean, it sounds like denying Hitler killed Jews, or it sounds like when they say I'm denying that Sandy Hook happened out of context, I think Sandy Hook happened. But how dare him say that, imply Benghazi like is a conspiracy theory, just hoping we're stupid. What do you think's going on here, and how did you respond on Twitter that got censored?
Well, the response was, hey, if Benghazi is a conspiracy theory, let's do this then, and tell me if it's conspiracy theory after this, or conspiracy. Let's put you on the roof. And I said, let's put your ass, cowardly ass, on the roof and shoot AK-47s and RPGs and lob mortars at you for 13 hours while you left, while you didn't send in your support. Basically, I just said what happened that night. It's a disgrace, and it's what a doctor, but he's a narcissist. He's a sociopath. What else do you expect? And people are, I hope now, are starting to see that. I think more people are that are middle of the road, starting to see how narcissistic he is, and he's going to try to rewrite history, but it's not going to happen. I'm not going to let him do it, especially not in Benghazi, because I did lose friends that night. We did try to sacrifice ourselves. We did. To make sure others came home, and Ronan did. Ronan Bub did sacrifice himself. They gave the ultimate sacrifice, and you don't denigrate that. You don't treat that as a negative, Barack Hussein Obama, and say it didn't happen when guys did gave of their lives because you didn't feel like doing anything.
But there's so many levels to this. He is the jerk with Hillary that left you there for 13 hours, and I've talked to a lot of folks like Colonel Schaefer and others. Evidence that they knew what was going on. We're trying to get the weapons to Al-Qaeda and ISIS, which has now been basically confirmed. So let's just say it. Everybody else stood down, ran off. You guys didn't get the word. You refused to stand down. They sent people there to kill everybody. It didn't work. So here's the guy that bare minimum through negligence almost got you guys killed, got some of your buddies killed, and then he's going to rub it in and tell you it didn't happen.
It didn't, because they easily manipulated are going to try to believe. They're going to believe him. If you don't have any sort of common sense, you're going to believe what your messiah says, and a lot of people still hold him in that regard. I love Donald Trump Jr. when he said he did support me on it. He said, yeah, Barack Obama is negligent homicide. Well, it was. Again, you know that this is a blessing with us getting banned, because now it's waking people up to what's actually going on, and we just got to keep fighting the good fight, brother. That's all we can do. And if he says something like that again, I'll come out and say it, and I'll retort in kind again and put him in his place. That's what needs to be done.
Well, they started telling us, you better, you know, not get involved in the campaign or support Republicans. We're going to ban you. I mean, we got the messages. We didn't back down. They banned us. It's totally blown up in their face. And now Google's under investigation. Facebook is. Apple, again, has moved to China. Both those companies won't work with the Pentagon on AI, but they're giving the Chinese military our AI when we all know DARPA set up Google. I'm a free market guy when you're free market, but these companies are operating, a lot of them are bigger than major nations, their GDP, like a foreign army allied with foreign enemies that are authoritarians. And I just think we need to have serious move on these folks. I can tell people the White House and patriots of this government are looking at it. I was in Congress last week and saw Senator Cotton talk about, you know, does Google need to get SWAT teamed? Because, I mean, the stuff they're doing is not just the censorship, but the rampant working with dictators and then moving to China. It really gets me concerned.
This is, again, where the administration and Mr. Cotton, of course, Senator Cotton, gentlemen like that need to stay on the ball like they are. As far as utilizing force with these companies, that's higher levels than me. I used to do that. I don't do that anymore.
I'm not calling for that. I'm saying, what would we do in 1939 if we found out Hitler had taken control of all our major companies and was censoring Americans and telling us Heil Hitler? We would go into those companies and tell those executives, knock it off right now. Instead, have you seen where Google told the Pentagon, we're not helping you with anything, okay? And then they ran over and are working with the Chinese government.
If we could get, and we got a good president that can handle this. I really believe he can. It's just we need to get, Jeff Sessions needs to go, brother. If we can get somebody within the within the Justice Department that has a set of balls that will do something, then we can start to move forward. But by you seeing it, by me seeing it, by the general populace seeing it, don't think Donald Trump doesn't see it, President Trump doesn't see it. We're moving forward in that direction. And by you continually talking about it, we continue to take the fight to them. And that's all we can do. We can only do that until the president says, you know what? This is what I have. This is black and white. It's not subjective. This is objective of what they're doing. They're being treasonous. You're right. Espionage. We're going to go ahead and deal with them accordingly based off our justice system, based off the Constitution and what they shouldn't be doing.
By the way, I was told this by high-level sources at the Pentagon and in the White House last week. And I said it last week. People now see it. It's not five top engineers. Hundreds have left over this. And it's in mainstream news today that their top engineer quit, a Paulson, and said, you are aiding and abetting an authoritarian regime, rounding up and killing their people. He said, this is treason. And so more and more. And then you've got John Kerry secretly meeting with the Iranians to undermine our government. That's illegal. If I went to Iran outside and tried to negate U.S. policy, I can do that here as a citizen. I can't go to Iran. I go under the prison.
Yeah, if these guys, these politicians, they all feel like they're above the law because of the last 8 years, maybe even the last 16 years. And, if they would be held accountable, this would stop. One of them be held accountable, this would stop. That's where, again, where I talk about Jeff Sessions needs to go. We got to get somebody in the Justice Department that has some balls, has some teeth, that's willing to take it to these people. Until then, you're still going to see a lot of these politicians, these liberal politicians, undermine the United States of America. And we're seeing it. You're just pointing it out. But by us continuing to pointing it out, we're still taking the fight to them. And that's what we have to do to stay positive, to keep doing. It's necessary.
Well, Chris, I agree. And I think because of the lawlessness and of the above-the-law arrogance, these companies are crazy. I mean, I read the stuff they're doing that's admitted. I can't even believe it. Yeah. And I didn't even know they were having hearings specifically admitting that China's taking over. I was actually pleased to hear some of the committee talking about that. And we only have a few minutes left. Please come back for a full 30 minutes to an hour. Soon you got to go finish teaching your class. But other points you'd like to add to the listeners, the viewers, just about the other survivors of Benghazi, what they thought of Obama saying nothing happened to you, you don't exist.
Well, of course, Tig went on Fox and he retorted as well. We all are pissed. We all get angry. And I don't want, because I don't have Oz or Boone's out there teaching right now. Every one of us, every one of us gets pissed off about it. Every one of us wants to tell it to his face, say, hey, you know what? Stop. Just shut your mouth, Obama. Stop talking about it. We got to stay positive. Got to keep fighting. Got to keep moving forward. And I know I've said it a million times. Because the only way we can win this fight is by continually pointing out the corruption and the liberal hypocrisy and the left lies and the corporations that are under their umbrella that are lying for them, like Twitter, like Google, like Apple. And hopefully, which I'm seeing, I think so I'm seeing it, the American public will voice their displeasure with it. And the president will take it upon his back to correct these groups and bring them to justice and bring these diplomats. Got to start bring these diplomats in, these ex-politicians like John Kerry that are doing things illegally and violating national security, and like Hillary Clinton, who violated national security, and holding them accountable. Make an example out of them, and it will stop.
That's right. Chris, TontonPromes.com. I know you got to go in 5 minutes. This is a three-minute break. I want to ask you a one-minute question when we come back. Have you seen the video of thousands of illegals in camouflage with guns on horseback coming across into the U.S.? And is this not an example of why we need the military on the border, which is in the Constitution? We'll be back with that final question with Chris Tontonperanto. His website, ChrisTontonPeranto.com. I'm Alex Jones.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Hanging around from tree to the ground.
Globalism is treason. Globalism is espionage. Not being a world citizen. I'm all for that. I'm all for internationalism, people working together. Globalism is a world system of control, taking nation-state power away and transferring it to a, quote, global technocracy. That's in the words of the Davos Group themselves. They had a vote 5 years ago and said, we are a technocracy. And we believe in the abolishment of elected leaders. We want technocrats in place. So I'm saying, I'm all for not having government regulation. I'm a libertarian. But when you have big corporations working with dictatorships like China to destroy our free speech, to sell us out, this is about survival. I don't want to take Google over and have it be state run. I want to have it taken over and then be transparent and not be working with dictatorships. Just don't. And again, it's one thing to move there and work with dictatorships. That's bad enough. Once you start trying to make America a dictatorship, as their own engineers say, that's when you jump the shark. He said his teams just went to lunch. He didn't know they were going to go early. So Chris D'Antoprano could do like 7 more minutes with us. We appreciate that. One of the heroes of Benghazi. And you were kind of fired up during the break making a point about Obama and some other key things you said. So please repeat what you said to me off air.
Why, honestly, brother, can't even remember what we're talking about. I get so fired up sometimes.
You said you get so angry you want to reach to the, well, you know what you said.
Oh, yeah, well, the you know, the liberals, they really bit on that. I was asked on Fox, you know, how do you feel when he said Benghazi was a conspiracy? Well, how do you think I felt? I was left behind by Barack Obama. The team was left behind, 13 hours, four our own. We lost people. They died. We continue to fight. We try to save people. We saved over, and including mine, if you count my lives and the team's lives, we saved over 30 people's lives. And then we come home, and then we're called liars. And the story spun out of control. And yeah, and people were like, what I did after that, you had to want to write a book. You want to write a movie. No, I went to Yemen. I continue to serve my country because I love the United States of America. It was after 8 months of being called a liar and seeing him spin it that finally is out of control. So how do you think I'm going to feel when you say, how do you feel right now? Well, I want to reach through the screen and choke him. Does that mean I want to kill the former president? No, I don't have time for that. People have taken lives, don't want to take lives again. No, they don't. I don't. You don't want to see people die. You don't. If you have to do it to defend yourself or others or the loved ones or this country, okay, I've done that.
It's a metaphor that he literally got your friends killed and lied about it with Hillary, and now he says you don't exist.
And how do you think that's going to make me feel? It makes my blood boil because it's just disgusting, and it means that he doesn't care. He doesn't care anything about it.
Why can't he embrace you guys and say, sorry, things broke down, because they know they ordered the stand down. You don't stand down 13 hours.
That is what, Alex, that is what I said to him when I came back from Yemen. So if you guys behind closed doors, talking to my CIA personnel, my leadership at CIA, if you could just tell me you're sorry, you don't even need to make it public. Just tell me you're sorry and I will go away and I'll go back to work. They couldn't even do that. That's narcissism, brother. That's pride talking. And that's evil. That's the devil. That's what we're up against. And people want to quote me on that or use that as a talking point, fine. But as people are seeing now, essentially that is what we're up against right now. It's just pure evil, pure evil.
What do you make of the way they call the president a Nazi and they say remove him, 25th Amendment? And he says lying fake news is enemy of the people. And then they lie and go, he says the First Amendment's the enemy of the people. He's not censoring media. They're the ones censoring all of us and calling him for him to be removed and calling for his kids to be kidnapped and raped. And then he says, stop lying about me. You're the enemy of the people. When you lie, then they lie again and say that he's against the First Amendment. These people are incredible how much they lie. It's just crazy.
It's all they got. And some people out there are still believing what they're selling. They're still believing all that poop they're selling to them out there. But as you said, and I said, and I said earlier, this is a win. With them, what they did to me by suspending me, fine, suspend me from Twitter, take me off Twitter, I'll live to see tomorrow, I'll go fishing, no big deal. But what it did is it showed people of America that Twitter is hypocritical. Even though Jack goes on front of Congress and says, no, we're not left-leaning, we're not partisan, we're completely fair. No, obviously you're not, because you suspended a guy for correcting the former president of the United States and for calling a left-wing hate group that said Obama killed UBL.
Oh, yeah, I saw that, too. They literally are reaching out to the guy who reportedly was in the SEAL team that killed him, and they're saying, don't you know Obama killed him? It's bizarre.
You know what? That showed the true ignorance of the left, that they have no clue what's going on. When you're telling the guy, Rob O'Neill, the guy who shot bin Laden, that Barack Obama did, and you know what? I don't know who you are. Obviously, you have no clue what's going on in the world except what you're getting fed by CNN and MSNBC and by the liberal trolls there on Twitter. And it's a benefit. It shows people that there is true ignorance, and we're not just speaking out of the left sides of our mouths.
Sure.
We're speaking out the right side, the correct side, that these people are fake news. And they're spilling your stuff just so they can get their agendas across.
I agree. Let's get back to that question why you stayed over. But you're on fire today, so I'm glad we had time to get to the other subjects. Have you seen the Daily Caller video, over a year of footage, over 1,000 armed men, camouflage, some of them on a horseback, coming in, and then the left says we should leave the border open when Mexico is a collapsed war zone? What type of insanity is this? As a Patriot, Army Ranger, CIA contractor, hero Benghazi, from a military mind, as an infantryman mind, and special ops mind, yeah. What is this we're looking at?
Well, you're looking at unconventional. It's somewhat of an unconventional warfare. They're going to continue to bring people over slowly. There are immigrants. Hey, and Alex, my grandfather was an immigrant. He came over on a work visa. He was from Mexico. If I didn't believe in immigration, I wouldn't be in this country.
Absolutely.
I believe in legal, not illegal.
We got folks from Mexico that work in here as producers. They do a great job, but they're here legally.
And fantastic. So, but illegal immigration, because what happens is you will get fighters. You will get people that hate this country. You're going to get Al-Qaeda and former ISIS and terrorists that are going to filter in along with it. It happens. That's how you do it. That's how they win fights. So without securing a border, all we're doing is we're leaving ourselves open to attack. Maybe not next year, maybe not 2 years from now, but in 10, 15 years as they accrue. These people, they have perseverance. They have toughness, and they will continue to bring people over until, you know what, 20 years, we're ready. I may be dead by then, but I don't want my kids to have to deal with that, an attempted overthrow. So we need to secure those.
And we already see it in Europe that once the Islamists hit 5%, 10%, there's truck attacks, stabbing attacks, acid attacks every day, and the governments cover it up.
You know, and how do people just not see that and not say, you know what, I think it's a good idea if we secure our borders? The Democrats don't want that, and I shouldn't say Democrats. There's Democrats and there's liberals. There is. There's a difference. The liberals don't want
that. There used to be. The Democratic Party now.
You're right. You're right. No, you're right. You're spot on. I'm still giving hope that there are still some true Democrats out there. But, you know, if they don't have these illegals in here, they don't have that status quo legal in here, they're not going to win elections. They've got to have it, or they're never going to win an election again.
That's right. Chris Tonto Peronto, come in studio soon. We love you. And thank God some of you guys survived. I wish you all did, but thank God you survived. You were supposed to die. You survived fighting 100-1, and you guys won. Thank God you're here to tell the truth so these liars, Hillary and Obama, can stick their head you know where. God bless you, brother.
Thanks, brother. God bless you too, man.
Have a great weekend.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm just an average man with an average life. I work from 9 to 5. Hey, hell, I pay the price. All I want is to be left alone in my average home. But why do I always feel like I'm in the twilight zone? And I always feel like somebody's watching me. And I have no privacy.
Oh. All right. You know, we can sit here and talk about the good news, the bad news, but this hurricane slamming already into the Carolinas and just drenching them with rain, causing big floods. You know, there's going to be some loss of life. That's unfortunate. But we're on a very active, dangerous planet. So pray for everybody that is there in North and South Carolina and inland as well. I intend, in fact, I will, open the phones up at the start of the next hour. We've got Dr. Nick Begich coming up, and then Owen Schroyer, and so much more today. And I've got a bunch of clips I want to get to. But do you know how surreal it is to know Obama ordered the stand down with Hillary to ship the weapons that were in those warehouses that have been seized from Gaddafi to the north, to Syria? This has all come out. But we knew within a week of it happening. We had guests on, Colonel Schaefer and others, who has a lot of courage. I mean, he got a lot. I never got the full story of it. Let me tell you, there was, you know, they tried to put him in prison repeatedly for telling the truth about a bunch of issues. So there's different types of courage. Yeah, there's courage on top of those buildings being attacked by hundreds of Islamists. And then there's the courage, and of course, Colonel Schaefer's been in combat as well. So there's also the courage of telling the truth about 9/11 and the stand down and protecting bin Laden and then Benghazi, you know, that Schaefer and others talk about. We should get his boss on from the London Group. He's really smart. I've seen him on before on some of our other shows. We should get that guy on. That's something I forgot to tell the producer. But I digress. What I'm getting at here is I couldn't imagine losing some of my best friends. Those guys worked together for years. And then Obama says it didn't happen. And it's a perfect illustration of how my listeners and the internet didn't think Sandy Hook happened. I know mass shootings happen. They're always on Prozac. They're always devil worshipers. They're always white males for some reason. I'm not against white people. It's just true. And they're always into Satanism and Nazism and communism. This guy earlier this year down in by Houston on the coast, he had communist pens and Nazi pens and was into, you know, they're just into whatever's bad, whatever's evil. They're Satanist. And some girls pissed him off, so he wanted to go kill a bunch of girls that didn't go out with him. It's like, really, dude? Wow. So, I'm just trying to imagine what it's like to almost die and have your buddies die, and then Obama, who did it from start to finish, was a weapons deal. They ordered all these people to go, hundreds of U.S. employees, security from other groups, but they left those there to get that ambassador. They were just going to kill the security team of six guys, and they were going to kill the ambassador and get it all out of the way, but see, those guys fought back. And your inbred, mindless jihadis couldn't get their act together. They said a couple hundred got killed by six guys in a 13 hours, you know, 10 hours of firefights. And it wasn't until they got big old giant mortars on top of a building and started firing them at them that you can't beat that when you're on top of a building and they're firing huge explosives at you. And because those guys fought and stuck it out, it's like the Alamo analogy. The Alamo fell, but the example of 180-something people fighting 5,000 and killing over 3,000, that's a conservative number. You know, the number was inflated up to 10,000, and they killed 8,000. It's probably less than that, but the Mexican annals say it was thousands of dead Mexican troops. The example was, how can you not get riled up by that? People think, oh, look, we killed everybody, and we executed the two wounded guys, and we let the woman go. And her baby and a black lady. You think, Santa Ana said, you go tell them how we killed everybody, and then you ladies tell them how we're going to kill them. What was Santa Ana thinking telling the sons of a bunch of Scots and Germans and Irish and Brits who just beaten the King of England and who loved to fight? I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill the two survivors. I'm going to burn their bodies right here. Santa Ana thought that would intimidate him. Just like Hitler thought bombing London and civilian targets would make people scared. And so it's the same story. In Benghazi, though, a few lived so the story could be told. And that's how it works, you see. And that's why Travis said, victory or death. And it wasn't some pissing contest. Travis wasn't really anybody. He was like 15 guys had taken on 300 soldiers in North Texas and killed most of them. So they said, oh, you're a colonel now. Here, you know. But the whole point was he believed as a Christian in what he was doing. And he didn't like the fact that the King James Bible couldn't be taught in Texas. So he drew that line in the sand. He said, we're all going to die. But our example is going to live on. And now Texas is the most profitable, successful state in America. And everybody wants to get into it because of Andrew Jackson and Colonel William Travis's will to not back down. And now, can you imagine what we have with Texas? Because a few people are willing to die. If we have our Alamo now, the stars are the limit. Interstellar. Advanced life. You know, it's been harder to get to this point in human development than it is to go interdimensional, interstellar. We're already there. Why do you think Google and Facebook and these big tech giants are so obsessed with poisoning you with fluoride and poison and all this culture of death? Because they don't want you to have your inheritance. you're about to go to the inheritance meeting and about to be given the golden ticket. And they're like, oh, you got to stay out there and watch football and fight over race and this stuff when it's all space, is energy, it's unlimited resources. Just like Kanye and his spirit says, my spirit tells me it's unlimited. We just got to come together in love and it's all over. We can do anything because he is tied into God. We got the golden ticket, folks. And that's what I'm telling you is what matters is giving the golden ticket to our children. Imagine you have a big fat life and you're powerful and got a big swimming pool and the trophy wife, but none of it's fulfilling because it's not real. But fighting and being persecuted for victory and for the future of humanity, that is real. See, the globalists think annihilating me, demonizing me, attacking me, shaming me, they think it weakens me, it makes me stronger because I have a vision. I have a dream, like Martin Luther King said. All our children one day will sit together in the bounty of this universe, and it's not about what color they are, where they came from, what they did, but because they had beautiful souls, they came together and created something better. People go, oh, great, open the borders. You can't bring in giant third world populations brainwashed and weaponized. If we could bring in folks and actually educate them, we could bring in unlimited probably and send them back to make their own countries prosperous. But we don't have ideological control yet. This planet is a jump point. It's only the genesis. The entire planet is genesis. The planet is a seed. And Satan hates it because that potentiality in the soul of each person is a universe. And so there are 7.5 billion universes on this planet. And every universe you can subvert or poison or kill is a victory for Satan. Satan isn't trying to kill the planet. Satan is trying to kill billions and billions and billions and billions of consciousnesses that are unlimited potentiality. Every time he's able to take a soul, he has destroyed in the continuum arc an entire omnipresent creature. Now you understand the secret. Stay with us. My heart burns with desire.
I burn with desire each time my heart fans the fire to that old flame that burns inside of me. She cried when I left her, now I cry to forget her. Oh, how foolish I was to ever want to leave.
Pray for folks in the path of this devastating hurricane that's now sitting over the Carolinas, dumping 20, 30 feet of water, 30 foot buoy readings, 10 foot storm surges. It's all part of this tumultuous planet we live on, but it doesn't make it any better for those in the middle of it. So pray for the folks there in South and North Carolina, particularly. You know, George Strait, people can say, oh, the music's simple. But, you know, it's so genuine. And if you turn up for a little bit, because if you know about George Strait, you know, he's just such a regular, real guy. And so folks like it. And so it's one of the few things I could use to unwind. You know, I think I'm going to take off next week.
I still carry her picture.
And by take off, I've got to deal with a lot of personal stuff and some other things that are near and dear to my heart. And I'll be working, obviously, Wild Horses Can't Drag Me Away, but it's going to be Owen Schroyer all next week with Anthony Cumia and others hosting the broadcast.
Each day I spend.
Okay, let me go ahead and get back to the news. I want to get the number out. Take your calls next hour on this live Friday edition. But I need to do this because, you know, I say this a lot because I'm mad at myself. Seriously. I bitch and complain that we're having trouble expanding because of the lawsuits, the attacks, and the globalists and all the rest of it. But then if I plugged every segment, our problems would be solved. But I just love the info so much and the clips and the guests that I just, what am I supposed to say? Number one, I want to sell you products that work really good so you reorder them because I want to use them. And I want them to work great. But also, I know they're going to test them over and over again until they try to find something wrong, even under California standards that nobody can pass. Everything Whole Foods says and sells, Jeff Bezos owns it, has a sticker on it. We'll play a clip of him in a moment, saying does not pass California standards. And you know why he does that, even though most of the Whole Foods stuff does pass it? These labs are leftists. So what's that tell you? Yeah, a lot of them have been caught jacking it. You can open a supplement open air in a parking garage and it won't pass the lead standards. It's the EU has the second strongest laws. California's laws are 100 times stronger than the EU. Kale has 20 something times the lead California allows. It takes spectrometer $1 million devices to find the lead. But when they find it, they sue your ass off. So people say, why do you need all this money? Well, it's hard to run a media empire. It's hard to fund all the stuff. It's hard to deal. Plus the bandwidth. Now that we're not on YouTube, and now that we're not on these things, instead of me paying $3 million a year for bandwidth, it's going to be $10 million. Yeah, that's the estimate right now. We're trying to get lower prices. $10 million. Victims of our own success. Sometimes I see our own servers and I go, wow, that video got 2 million views. They're like, yeah, it'll cost you $2,000. I'm like, oh, great. So just to give you an idea, anybody that's run a business knows how expenses are. Imagine this place. It's crazy town. Crazy town. That's why I love AM and FM stations and UHF and VHF and cable. There's no bandwidth cost other than satellites. You know, we spend $1 million a year on a few satellites. You send out those feeds and they pick them up and then it's there. That's great. So they took our sponsors away 4 or 5 years ago. And that was like $7-8 million they took away. And then they took away our Google ads. And they took away our Criteo ads. And I'm still trying to do work out something to advertise on Drudge. I'll see how that goes. But, I mean, it's just this ongoing, and I'm not complaining. I know I'm going to fight against tyrants. It's just, if you knew, I don't want to spend my time scrounging around for money. As long as my car fires up and I can buy dinner and I got medicine for my kids, I don't worship the money is what I'm saying. Money is fuel I use to live my life and defeat the globalists, and I want you to be secure. I want you to be wealthy. I want you to be in charge. I'm not a globalist that wants to make you poor. But the biggest thing and the biggest value you've got in your life is your own health. And I'm not the poster child of perfect health because I work 18 hours a day. And, you know, I eat horribly. I eat a lot of vegetables, but also can eat like 50 ounces of meat. So, you know, in a day, I'm like, I am a caveman. It's just true. So, but I was a ginormous fat ass just 5 years ago before I started taking X2. And it kind of spoiled me. I was working out hard and couldn't lose weight because I didn't have the good halogen iodine. But as soon as I got it, it was like magic. Now it's made me lazy. I'm not working out once a week now. It's really bad because the supplements just have done so much for my body. If I just worked out more, I'd look like Superman. And I'm talking about doing that in the next few months just to have a big dramatic transformation. But the point is that Survival Shield X2 is selling out. And I told you 6 months ago, I told you a year ago, we've been put over a barrel by the oil companies that get it and they're drilling between 7 and 12,000 feet. And the price for us has gone up threefold in the last few years. And then they're always late getting it to us. And so we're sold out half the time. And I just broke the contract. I said, you know, I bought a record amount of this 6 months ago as our last run. If they wouldn't. And I played guts ball. And they said, fine, your contract's terminated. Well, that's fine. X2's gone then. But I got a sneaking suspicion, the way equilibrium works, that we're going to get another oil company or drilling company that's going to give us access to pure 99999999999.0 iodine. And we've got a few things. It'll take months to get it going, then months to find the new distributor and the company, the new laboratory to put together, and all the DEA licensing. And my gut tells me 6 months, a year, but maybe it'll come quicker. The point is that if you want X2 that's changed so many lives, that has so many lives, it has almost 6,000 something. Let's pull it up. All the lives it's changed. Reviews on Power Reviews. It's like a 4.9 from memory? Let's pull it up and see if I'm right. I'm going from memory here. X2 is incredible. I mean, I remember being told by experts, but once you get pure iodine in, yeah, there it is, 6,000 plus. That, like, oh, those sunspots you've got will go away. Oh, all this stuff will come out of your skin. Oh, your libido. Oh, and it all happened. It all happened. So if you want X2 and you want to support the broadcast, I mean, my God, if I was just saying, give me a $29 donation, help fund the show, you'd do that. But why not experience the good halogen? Because they're bombarding you with what, they're like 15? I looked this up last night. 15 different bad halogens. Chlorine, bromide, bromine, fluoride, and then different variants. There's a whole bunch of them. There's probably hundreds of different variants, but 14 big ones. They're like a few of them on the periodic table. This is the good one. And when you learn the globalists are obsessed with piling on the bad ones, you're crazy if you don't experience X2 for yourself. So, yeah, I thought we'd have 3-4 weeks of X2 at 25% off at this deal. The sale's going so well that we'll sell out within 2 weeks at 25% off. So I'm going to tell you, we're going to end the sale sometime next week of 25% off on X2. And by the way, Biotrue Selenium goes really great with it. You want energy, you want stamina, it's electrochemical, your whole body operates off of it. The two go together, but I'm not going to lie to you. You take Biotrue Selenium, it's got mustard seed, pure concentrate in it. You make your hair fall out, your man. I mean, you want to lose. I can't take Biotrue Selenium. I get too aggressive. So I've already got regular. Most men at 45 have low testosterone. I've had my blood tested. They're like, Measure Jones, you're a real rarity. Your testosterone is actually quite high. And I'm like, no, I can look at a woman and get them pregnant. I'm not bragging. It's just I'm very fertile. It's true. And so I my own products I can't really take. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. But if you've got issues, you want Biotrue Selenium. If you don't have issues, I'm just saying, try it out for yourself. And get it with the X2. I keep forgetting. Super Male Vitality. Yeah, we cut that contract too. It's really high quality, but it's hard to source. It takes too long. It's cold press. It's amazing. It's 50% off too. That's our final run of Super Male Vitality. I forgot to tell you that in the last few days.
Live, raw, and unfiltered. It's the Alex Jones Show.
We must be meant to air this, or I wouldn't keep hearing about it. My son told me about it 2 days ago. One of the producers, Zach, just told me about it. And I, without even looking, saw comments last night about it. Apparently, they took clips of me a year and a half ago in February of 2017 on Joe Rogan's podcast in Los Angeles. And they cut it in with Elon Musk, and it's like word for word the same thing. Now, I'm not plagiarizing Elon Musk. He's not plagiarizing me. The globalists have put this in white papers. Musk has gone to the conferences where they're all taking weird synthetic crazy drugs and having sex and doing the wildest stuff, always in a hedonistic atmosphere. And they're just like, the spirit of light says we will merge with machines and become gods. First Earth must die. First Earth must die. We worship Seligon God 666. Hail Satan. And you're like, you're saying hail Satan. And they go, Satan is actually God. And so Musk is at these meetings going, God almighty, this is insane. And so everybody's calling me about this. I haven't seen it yet. I've just been hearing about it. So we can bleep out the cussing, which I haven't seen it. I'm sure it's every 10 seconds because I guess that's what makes you authentic. We will play that coming up at the end of the hour. And just have them posted at InfoWars.com because I forgot as much. Here's the deal. I'm not having fun watching clips myself. I get enough of myself, but everything Musk is saying, and that's why they're trying to destroy his company, is what the globalists have said. Now, you can go, well, they're crazy. They're not going to carry this out. Okay, people that believe they're going to merge the machines and blast off in spaceships and take over the galaxy, but only after they kill us. That sounds like an alien transmission from deep space, like an interdimensional thing to our sixth sense, like, kill yourselves, you'll have power, build me machines, build me the weapons I will give you. I mean, I'm kind of figuring out this movie plot. I think you figured it out. Like, the Bible says it, like, somebody else got the transmission, and they went, oh, I got another transmission, John and so many other people, John the Revelator. Maybe we should come in with Depeche Mode, John the Revelator. What a great sounding song, but what a song of crap. It's like 2 plus 2 equals 20, 2 plus 2 equals 19, 2 plus 2 equals 157 million. John the Revelator stole God from the Muslims. Muslims are leaders too. Bong, 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 bong. And you're like, there weren't Muslims for 500 years when he was on the Isle of Patmos. It's like, the left doesn't care. It just sounds good to go, Jesus screwed over Muslims. He stole their religion. Oh, my God, it's so incredibly cool. And none of it's even true. So, see, we're getting these transmissions through the deep space internet, the sixth sense, which is just our brain hitting a higher dimension. And the enemy's saying, kill yourselves, murder, eat babies. Ah, we'll give you power if you go, oh, yes, oh, oh. How about we just tune that out and just don't do that? So see, they tell you you get power in this dimension acting like that, but you don't. These evil forces can only manipulate a lower dimension. They can't control a higher, powerful dimension. So you're only screwing yourself out from the golden ticket. And I just keep going back. And that's why they want me off air, folks. But don't you think that if this was all going on metaphysically, that God wouldn't have people there to give you a warning? And believe me, I'm no spring chicken. I'm no angel cake. You can't be dialed into this thing and not be permanently scarred by picking up the transmissions of the globalists. I mean, these people, God almighty, especially at night, God, what's going on the whole psychic network is just like, whoa, torturing babies, murdering people. The stuff these people are doing is just unbelievable. That's why we really need to just get off this planet and get away from them. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Thanks for joining us, Alex Jones, back here live on Friday. Because, you got a big, giant hurricane like this that's so large, and has so much water up in the atmosphere. And it was at, like, Category 4, accelerating towards 6, and then it slowed down. They go, oh, wait, that's even more dangerous, because if it slows down and then sits over the Carolinas, it'll like Noah's flood. Any way you cut it, we're in a changing universe. Pray for folks that are there. But right now, it's not looking like it was as bad as they said. And Trump is on top of the recovery. He knows that if he doesn't pistol whip all these agencies into doing the right thing, that they could try to stop our whole recovery. I mean, they're already blaming Trump, saying, oh, he's not for carbon taxes, so that's why it happened. So I'm going to cover two topics. If you're in South Carolina, if you're in North Carolina, and you've got a phone line that works, you want to give us your breakdown of what you think of this terrible storm, I'd love to hear from you. But then separately, look, I have seen, without even watching television much, every time I turn on the television, it's a Democrat or Jeff Bezos, we'll put a clip in a moment, saying, Trump says the First Amendment's evil, and he says attack it violently. Well, he didn't say that. He said fake news, when they say I'm a Nazi, or they say I hate you, or they say the economy's horrible, they are trying to demoralize you. They're the enemy of the American people. They're globalists. They work with multinationals. Trump is telling you the truth. He realizes the power of the truth. And you heard Eric Bolling in here the other day. He's like, yeah, Trump's a great guy, but man, he wants to be the guy that turns the world around, not just America. He, like, is into success. These globalists are into losing and having control of you. Trump wants to see everybody soar. And that they don't like that. So I want to get your take on, do you agree with me they're going to pull a false flag with 53 days left? I mean, they've run, I said 350 op-eds. First, the Boston Globe said a month ago or whatever, 6 weeks ago, we want 200 newspapers to run op-eds on this date in August saying Trump wants to murder the press. He's a dictator. Get rid of him. And it was like 350 did. But that was 350 articles. They got syndicated. I can't even keep track of it. It's tens of thousands. And then every channel I see, I hardly even watch TV. I'll be in a bar or a restaurant or just in the car, and I turn it on. It's like, Alex Jones wants to use battle rifles to murder the media. And then I'm like, wait for it. Wait for it. Wait for it. Don't hold your breath. You never hear it. Because I didn't say that. They say Trump wants to murder the press. Trump's going to get the media killed. I'm going to get the media killed. They don't do a giant rollout in tens of thousands of articles in every news channel over and over again where I can't even hide from it. Because it's not like fun to go, oh, look, I'm in more articles saying I'm going to murder people. How much fun? It's not like, oh, cool, I'm famous. Oh, wonderful. When I'm sticking a worm on the end of a hook at the lake and I got a Zebco reel I bought at Walmart, what am I doing? I'm probably just catching perch because my young children think it's cute. Like most of us just fish because the kids have fun. They go, you go to a dock and catch perch. Kind of like that. I'm putting a worm on it. You know, like, we know what I'm doing. Like, here's the tackle box. Here's the hook. Here's the worm. Here's the fish. And you see them. Alex Jones and Donald Trump are going to murder the media. Worms on the hook, worms in the water. I'm not a rocket scientist, but I do see clearly. And when they're running around foaming at the mouth, saying we're going to kill people, and they've got the Young Turks and CNN, MSNBC, did you see him threaten Rubio? Oh, it's going to be violent. Young Turks, oh, did you see him threaten that CNN reporter? Oh, God, he wants dead people. It's about to happen. So when it happens, they can be the saviors. The talking point has gone out. Just like your little kid in the kitchen. And mama gets the pancake mix out of the cupboard and she gets the milk. And she, you know, mama's making pancakes. This is not rocket science. And mama gets eggs out. Mama, what are we having for breakfast? You're having pancakes and eggs. And she gets bacon out. They are got it all out on the table. They're frying the bacon. They're flipping pancakes. They got eggs frying right here. But it isn't eggs. It isn't the sweet smell of eggs and bacon. It's the smell of 127 children killed when a group of militia backed by Jones stormed the local school and killed the children at point-blank range. Overwhelmed, angry citizens hit InfoWars with firebombs. Jones was seen being killed in the street. A bomb went off at the White House today, killing President Trump. That's what's going to happen. If we don't stop them. I mean, they are advertising wall to wall. that we're going to kill the media. And they're lying about what we... All we're saying is you're a pack of liars. You say we're Nazis, and you say we hate America, and you say we're doing all this. We don't. That's not true. And they go, oh, my God, you're going to kill us. Oh. The Gorsuch hearings, they had paid Soros women going in, going, you're murdering me. You're beating up Mexican little girls at the border. Trump raped her. They show Trump lording over some girl. It's all fake. It's photoshopped. The girl wasn't taken from her parents. It's all fake. So just like when it rains, it pours. And I'm not even scared of this. I'm not pushing violence. I'm not sending some whack job in to kill a bunch of people. But do you disagree with me? Because this is why they want me off the air. They wouldn't have moved with this censorship if they weren't about to take Trump out and if they weren't about to stage false flags to blame us. That's 2 + 2 = 4. I'm not an idiot. How do I know when a new Ford's coming out? New Ford pickup. I got an F-150. Because I hear Texas Tough Ford, the new pickup coming out. Blah, blah, blah. I mean, you know a PR rollout. How do I know when deer season's coming? Like, well, I forgot. It's almost October, November. My God, they got Cabela's ads on TV. Maybe I'll go deer hunting with the family. It's a PR rollout. How do I know when the McRib's back at McDonald's? I don't like McRibs, but they say McRib back limited time. And then I see billboards for McRibs. And so there's McRibs at McDonald's. There it is. So they're saying, I'm going to attack the media and my followers are going to kill everybody any minute. And they've got Lester Holt and everyone else saying, I'm saying murder the media, but showing no clip. Why would they take some crazy risk like that? Because, folks, I don't know if it's going to be truck bombs or machine gun attacks. I don't know what it is. They're getting ready to blow the living snot out of themselves. And when it happens, I won't be on Twitter and Facebook and YouTube, but you will be. You've got to get out there and cover it all. That's why they said, oh, my God, he said Sandy Hook didn't happen, which I did question. Then they said, I said Parkland didn't happen, which I did not question because we knew it was a police standout. Because they want it where I'm not listened to when they pull this. Because they're going to blame Alex Jones, Alex E. Jones, and DJT. And it's not a power trip when I say that, believe me. We're not in 10,000 articles a day because we're so cool. No, folks, I've been chosen. Not me, but the thing they're going to build to destroy America. That's how Satan works. I mean, the Pharisees said Jesus was a devil worshiper. The Pharisees said he was the enemy. That's how they work. They say Trump's the enemy when he's obviously not. So I'm going to give the number out right now. It's 877-789-ALEX. First time callers on that subject and more. 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-2539. I want to hear, are they doing a false flag or am I wrong? 877-789-ALEX. Stay with us.
It's the Alex Jones Show.
You know, I just thought of something. Obama came out. We had Chris Tonto Peranto, one of the heroes of Benghazi, on last hour. I just thought about how ridiculous it is to have Obama come out and say Benghazi didn't happen. And then our listeners questioned Sandy Hook. And then we looked at it, and school shootings happened. We said, okay, it happened. And the media keeps saying I didn't say it happened. But people have a right to say the moon's made of cheese if they want. But then I thought about how the media makes fun of even saying that there are false flags. Even in fiction, you know about false flags. Like Star Wars, Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith. The senator who wants to become emperor stages a terror attack on the capital planet, Coruscant, to then draw the Jedi away and then have a paramilitary force in place to exterminate them. Or Episode 4, Star Wars, A New Hope, where they see the land crawler all blown up and laser blasted and Luke Skywalker says, "Someone come." He goes, "Man, I've never heard of sand people attacking a target this big." And these blast sites—they hit the—they hit the vehicle in the perfect spots to destroy its operations. Now, everyone watching a children's movie understands stormtroopers blew it up. And then they blamed the locals. That's a false flag. So the claim that I'm not supposed to see a big public event like the latest so-called chemical attacks, they launched two real chemical attacks 5 years ago and 3 years ago in Syria, and the rebels got caught doing it. That's mainstream news now. We were proven right. And then they want to get me off the air to do new ones to get Trump into a war, but the one on April 14th of this year didn't even happen. It was just totally fake. That came out. And this newest one didn't even happen. I don't even have to be involved anymore. Once people know it's BS, it all falls apart. I don't know what the name of the scene in Star Wars is. I know I gave it to you last minute, but it's not the, these aren't the droids you're looking for scene. It's where, it's like Luke Skywalker says he goes back to his family, but they're dead. And it's Luke Skywalker, Obi-Wan Kenobi, Jawa's land crawler. Maybe I'll find it later. We'll go to some calls and take it. But that's what I mean. In a movie for children, you understand that the stormtroopers blew up the land crawler, but they don't want to get the blame, so they kill some locals and throw their dead bodies around and leave some of their weapons there. I mean, that's called a false flag. That's been in wars for thousands of years. And I'm here telling people, hey, in the warfare refrigerator, there's relish, there's ketchup, there's hot sauce, there is Heinz 57, there's cheese, there's bologna. I mean, I'm telling you what's in the refrigerator. It doesn't mean when we see something happen that I'm saying it didn't happen. I'm saying, okay, we've seen this happen a lot. Babies in incubators that didn't die, blah, blah, blah. So we need to then ask ourselves, is this believable? Who is involved? And what is the proof? And when you know a big false flag is coming, I'm going to go to your calls in a moment. When you see a gigantic PR rollout, I know 95% of our audience gets this, but I've got to restate it 10,000 times. Google moved to China. Apple moved to China. It's espionage. Finally, the Pentagon, military, CIA gets it. The president gets it. I don't want to be the one that keeps getting this. You know how freaked out I am that we had to push this and get banned to do it and that you did it? You, the listeners, did it. You're like, well, we're not that smart. Yeah, we are. Yeah, you tune into the show. You're involved. You're calling Congress. We'll play this in a minute. Yeah, cue it up. Do you guys have audio yet? Yeah, because I don't know why we don't hook all those computers up to audio. For 5 years, I'm not mad. But they have this thing where all the computers aren't hooked up, and they find the audio. They go, well, there's not enough inputs on the board. Buy another board. But we'll play it next segment. Go to your calls. But I just digress. Looking at if you're a radio listener, we're also TV simulcasted, so it's why the show sounds so crazy on radio. But I'm sitting here watching a crescendo of like 50,000 people beating pots and pans together. Bong, 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 bong. The right wing's going to kill the media. Jones is going to kill the media. He's saying kill us. And I'm like, don't kill anybody. No, no, no. I would never want that. Wait, why are you lying? Why are you lying? Because they're going to do it. 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 They stand to gain. They have a history of doing it. They have the means to do it. They have a history. They can carry it out. They've done it before. And they're making all the preparations that it's coming. So, I mean, when I really am driving to work, kind of focusing, or I'm working out, you know, all that blood going through your brain's really working good, I'm like, you should go on air and only talk about false flags and how they're coming and how they're planning to set you up. And I'm just, that's why we're taking your calls when we come back, I promise. I'm just asking you, I mean, they're not on every channel saying Trump's being mean to the media, it's very dangerous. For no reason. Because when it happens, let's play the Bezos clip here. The head of the guy worth $160 billion that doesn't pay taxes internationally, that tells middle-class folks making $50,000 a year you should pay more money. I mean, these are jerks, man. And here he is today, scared of Trump, hurting our precious democracy. Oh, my God. He's just banning books left and right. But Trump says we're liars, and he has to lay down to me, or he's a bad man. I used America to get rich, but now I want to work to shut it down. Here it is.
I think there's probably a no public figure who has ever liked their headlines. It's okay. It's part of the process. You know, it's if you're the president of the United States or a governor of a state or whatever, you don't take that job thinking you're not going to get scrutinized. You're going to get scrutinized, and it's healthy. And somebody very what the president should say is, this is right. This is good. I'm glad I'm being scrutinized. And that would be so secure and confident. But it's really dangerous to demonize the media. It's dangerous to call the media lowlifes. It's dangerous to say that they're the enemy of the people. We live in a society where it's not just the laws of the land that protect us. We do have freedom of press. It's in the Constitution. But it's also the social norms that protect us.
So Trump's a Nazi, murderous family. He's a liar. He's a fraud. All these fake quotes. And then if he says they're liars, fake news, he needs to just say, oh, thank God you're there lying and taking Chi-Com money to do it. Oh, hey, Bezos, can somebody teach you how to tie a knot, dude? I've never, even in the 70s, seen a half Windsor like that. Good Lord. I wonder what demon spirit from some fallen ancient planet possesses him. Because, man, he sees you superior to him. He's got a big old heart on. And all Bezos wants to do is piss all over your country.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Will Star Wars, will Disney be sued for questioning who killed the Jawas? Because questioning events is illegal in America, even though they lied about babies and incubators. So here it is before we go to your phone calls. Again, the original false flag in the movie, only Imperial stormtroopers are so precise. Here it is.
It looks like the sand people did this all right. Look, there's gaffy sticks, bantha tracks. It's just, I've never heard of them hitting anything this big before.
They didn't, but we are meant to think they did. These tracks are side by side. Sand people always ride single file to hide their numbers.
These are the same Jawas that sold us R2 and 3PO.
And these blast points, too accurate for sand people. Only Imperial stormtroopers are so precise.
But why would Imperial troops want to slaughter Jawas? If they traced the robots here, they may have learned who they sold them to, and that would lead them back home.
Oh, wait, Luke! It's too dangerous!
Well, I think Disney needs to apologize for implying that every attack that happens is done by who they say it's done by. Phones. I'm going to get to everybody here before the next guest host takes over. But this is important stuff we're covering here today. Let's see who's up next here. We've got Josh and Kim and Mark and Edgar and Cato and Chris and Jake and Jonathan and Brandon and Nick and James. I'm going to get to those calls before this transmission ends, if the water doesn't rise over Bear Creek, as they say. So let's go ahead and talk to Kim in Arkansas. She wants to talk about false flag before the midterms, which they're definitely priming for. What do you think's going on?
Yeah, I fully agree with you that that there's going to be some type of false flag prior to the midterm. In my opinion, from what I've seen on 52, I just watched her show the other day about, it was about 3 weeks ago. And so I think it would be something more like what you said, that they're willing to sue themselves, slay themselves, kill themselves for their belief. So if they're suicidal / homicidal, I see something like, you know, maybe.
Oh, like a Heaven's Gate, like the liberal professor just shot himself and another lady, maybe a bunch of them commit suicide and blame us, or what do you think?
Well, you know, instead of these private pilots, you know, that know about the, you know, maybe have worked in a lab, they know about chemical warfare.
Ooh, that's a good point. You're saying maybe they'll have leftist crop dusters, nerve gas people.
Correct.
Wow, have you been reading FBI reports? Because that's actually what they're worried about.
Instead of flying a house, you know, planning to the house of their wife because they're mad over a threesome, it'd be more like, you know, they have some access to chemical weapons.
Wow, that's a good point. Well, I know, I don't want to even talk about it on air because it gives people ideas, but we've done it now. So one of the big threats would be people loading poison up in a crop duster. And they've got enough leftists. I mean, there are so many leftist attacks now, I can't even keep track of them.
And I just want to say I love you, I thank you, and I'm praying for you every day, and I support everything you're doing.
God bless you. I love you. I appreciate you. Listen, I want to thank you. And I don't just say I'm thanking the audience. Folks, it's like gasoline in an engine, man. If you're not there, we don't crank. I don't just go, oh, thank you, audience. You don't show up. You don't spread the word. You don't support. You don't exist. Notice I didn't say I don't exist. It's beyond that. You don't show up. You don't take action. You don't spread the word. You don't get involved. We don't exist. It's not like, oh, thanks. Like, what's more important, the wind or the sailing ship? Are you the wind? Are you the ship? This is a really metaphorical point, but I'm going to make it now. It was a big epiphany. I am the wind. I'm on the air. I'm a blowhard. I'm talking about freedom. I'm saying stuff that's true, but you're the ship. You're out there across the world. On the sea of reality, and the winds of change, the winds of liberty are blowing, and you're the wind and the ship, but you are the ship. And so all I'm doing is, and think about the power you've got. You are that captain in that ship of destiny upon that sea. Think about the magic of that. That's free will. That's God's gift. What could an omnipresent God that created all reality do? Create new realities. Create new seeds of the universe, free will, children he loves, but children who will fall to evil and good. But because God loves free will so much, God sheds beyond tears. God experiences every child that's sacrificed by Satanists. God forces himself to go through it all. And that's why God is God, because only God could do that. What a great point, man. Beautiful what you had to say. No, I exactly. There's just no telling. I don't want to scare people right before they ban me about the Hezbollah sleeper teams, but Iran has real terrorists in the U.S. With ISIS and Al-Qaeda, it's kind of wound up, protected. That's who the West was allied with because that's the majority of Islam. Not with the Iranians. It's a whole nother kettle of fish. And, well, Jonathan in Alabama, Jonathan, welcome to the airwaves. Thanks for holding.
Hey, can you hear me?
Sure can.
I'm here. I have several points to talk about, and I wanted to talk about the red flag. I think that they're actually going to do it, but I think that it's possible that you are stopping it by whistleblowing ahead of time. And
well,
you
it's funny,
you use
a term not really known in general parlance or nomenclature. You said red flag. Did you do that by mistake? Did you mean false flag, or did you say a red flag?
False flag. I apologize.
But you know what a red flag is?
I do not, other than the ocean.
Well, a red flag has different uses, but a red flag is not even so much a false flag. It's just pointing at someone killed who's innocent in a war and using them as a propaganda point. So a child killed by a shot that missed or whatever, an accidental civilian death is a red flag. So I thought you were getting into red flags. You're getting into false flags. Go ahead.
Well, they also, FEMA, remember the recent article about the state actors, that they were concerned about that. So the media may try and blame state actors for it.
No, I agree. So I mean, look, we know they're hyping that conservatives are going to kill the media. None of it's true. It's pure horsemanry. From a strategic point, we wouldn't do that to make them the victim. So what do you think they're planning?
You know, quite honestly, I don't have an answer for that. I do have some other points, if you're willing to hear them.
I want to hear them, brother. Go ahead.
All right. So let's deplatform Facebook. Let's all pull out at once. Let's just, you know what? We don't have to use you anymore. We don't have to use Google. We don't have to use
Facebook.
No, I
agree. We should not just deplatform. We should build our own thing. But do you realize why just saying, you know, they can have unlimited bots for fraud. They're the ones that run the bots for fake advertising. So they'll just create fake people and milk their advertisers.
Right.
So what Matt Drudge says, you don't just leave them. You have to build something vibrant. Does that make sense?
That's good. How about a logo for our personal websites where we can get your message out? Like a logo link.
See, I'm dumb about tech. It's like a logo link. It's like a button that takes us to all our stuff.
Yeah, that's correct. So they can come to my website. If I'm getting traffic on my website, they can come and link on that, and it goes directly to you. Because I don't really care. You know, I'm not in it just like you're not.
No, that's one. We all should promote each other. That's a great idea. Send us an email at showtips@infowars.com. God bless you, Jonathan. Great points. Amazing callers. Nick and many others. Your calls are only a few minutes away on the other side. Infowars.com. Newswars.com.
If you leave me, I won't miss you, and I won't ever take you back. Girl, your memory won't ever haunt me, 'cause I don't love you, and I feel by that. I got some oceanfront property in
we're going to go to Jake in Michigan right now, and then Edgar and others. Jake in Michigan, thanks for holding her on the air. Thanks for calling.
Hey, what's up, Alex? How you doing?
It's great on Friday to be talking to you and what's left of the USA. I think America's coming back, you know, but who knows?
Hopefully. First off, can I just say, Alex, if good wins in the end, just know, and I've told this to my dad, I've told this to my friends, you will be in the history books. You deserve it. I think you're the truest form of a pioneer. You just want the truth, and I think you're the most important history, or the most important person in history lately. I think.
Well, look. I appreciate you, brother, but I don't just say this. You, the audience, are the engine. I'm an obnoxious, you know, somebody that just wants freedom. And I'll say this: they spend unlimited amounts of money saying I'm a fake. I don't mean what I'm saying. If I'm not real, I'm under mind control. Because on my children, on my 16-month-old daughter, I swear before the Lord Jesus Christ, and not blasphemous, I mean, I on God's altar, I want human potential, I want the truth, and I want to tell the truth, and all I ask God for is to make me tell the truth and to make me as pure as I can be. But my best work is dirty rags. So understand that, but I love God, and I love you, and I appreciate you, Jake.
Yeah, I want to call in too. So my friend goes to the University of Detroit in Michigan, where I live, and he's the editor of the journalism program. And one of the teachers that runs it, they said, you can't have any InfoWars-related articles in our newspaper. Nothing, no source from InfoWars, nothing. They won't allow it. And
I've talked to cousins that have children, they're in college. I can't believe I'm that old now. I've got cousins that have, you know, children that are 20 years old, 19 years old in college. I've had two cousins and an old family friend in the last month come to me and say, And it was in the newspapers. Remember, they said a few months ago, we need to counter Alex Jones, not just censor him on the web. We have to counter him at universities and high schools. So they march in. They literally go, Alex Jones loves the KKK. Not true. Alex Jones says nobody died of Sandy Hook. And they literally then tell him he's fake news. The subject of this semester is how he's bad. So you're telling me they're saying I'm not allowed. Again, they're in the newspapers. Hundreds of papers I've seen say they're, again, I'm not that important. So I'm asking you the question, what are they, what is it we're saying that's so evil and so bad? And the good news is, in three of the four cases I've heard about in the last few months, because one of the friends, you know, is a grandma, and her daughter married a black man. She has a, you know, white black baby, great beautiful person. Know him. The point is that granddaughter's going to school, and she was kind of liberal until they did that. And she's known me and been on my boat many times and barbecue, and I've known her since she was a little baby. And she said, "That's not Alex. That's not true." And they told her, "You shut up in class." Now she shut up, but now you see. They think that brainwashing, saying I'm a racist in KKK to a girl that's part black, and she's known me since she was born, she knows it's not true. So see how they're jumping the shark there?
Yeah, Alex, all they got to do, they just got to watch your old documentaries, watch your entire show. Like you said, they always take clips out of context. Everything you say is pro-human, no matter what color, no matter what religion, no matter anything. It makes me sick. Like my friends, like I try to, I'll tell them something you said. They're like, "Oh, Alex Jones, blah blah blah." I'm like, "What the?
But listen, be glad you're not. I'm not against your friends, but be glad that you know mainstream media is full of it. What is wrong with people that want to like join a bandwagon? It's pathetic. God bless you. I appreciate your call. Yeah, it's in the paper at least four times I've seen in Austin. We're talking huge half-page articles about the local dean of the journalism school went down to where his granddaughter is at Alex Jones's alma mater. And it's my alma mater, Anderson High School. And I'm reading this in the paper. I'm at a place like 3 months ago eating breakfast with my wife and kids. I get a newspaper and I'm opening it up and it's like, Alex Jones hates black people. And Alex Jones says no Jews died in the Holocaust. And I'm sitting there reading it. And that's what I'm saying is it has reached total crazy town proportions. And so a lot of folks hear that. They go, well, I don't want to be accused of that. They're the bad guys. I didn't do anything. Just because they say that I love Hitler doesn't mean it's true. People that will put that in the newspaper preying on you. But the point was, is that it was the UT dean of something, I remember, visiting his granddaughter at Anderson High School. And then about a week later, I see another one. Austin High got a visit from the grandfather again, another grandfather. And he came in and taught how Alex Jones hates black people. And you're like, my God, this is defamation rolled out like armies. Like armies. And then I talk to people that have witnessed it. There's never a clip. There's never a quote. They just have these Democrat crooks. In fact, I saw one article. It was like this was Kansas City Star. And it was a grandmother this time. They know the elders are trusted. She walks into the eighth grade girls and she goes, Alex Jones believes women shouldn't be able to have jobs. Alex Jones hates women. And in the article it said, the girls said they were going to vomit and were nauseous when they showed pictures of me. I covered it on air. It was literally in Kansas City, and they're saying the girls are they're like, he wants to hurt girls. And the girls are I mean, this is what we've been reduced to. Do I have to virtue signal and say I have three daughters? Or that I love women? And that the company I keep is women pretty much exclusively? In my life, there's like no men around. I love women. What is this whole thing doing? I mean, again, but they think the lie is going to win. I'm betting on you. I don't think that lie is going to win. The girls became upset and said they were nauseous. They said, please, take him off the screen. That was the quote. Take him off. Of course, the truth is like writing my name down. Oh, my God. I'll follow him for the rest of my life. Oh, my God. But then another thing. These psychopaths don't even get what they're doing. That's what's so crazy about the mind control is the sociopaths. It only works on a zombie. But imagine you go in front of a whole group of girls at a girls event at a major, you know, middle school in Austin. You tell them Alex Jones hates you. Inherently, anybody's going to want to go hear this. I mean, if I was in a class at 11 years old and I was told this person hates you, he wants to destroy you, I would go. And then meanwhile, they tune in. I'm like, I love you. You are the seed of the universe. You are incredibly powerful. I love you. And they're like, wow, this guy really. Is this actually a simulation? And I'm like plugged in some matrix, like we're on the hero of the movie or something, because I mean, this is getting too weird. I'm going to take over two segments from Baggage. He's good. He'll understand. I said I'm taking these calls. So one way or the other, we're doing it. So we're going to come back and go to all these callers. We're going to take every caller on the board straight ahead. I always say briefly because no one hates plugging products more than me. Look, they should sell themselves. X2 is gotten from oil companies between 7 and 12,000 feet. And yes, people politically find out where I get stuff. Then they mess with the companies. And then the company guys sit around and they go, we'll just triple charge him. He don't like it. He can go. So I broke the contract. So there's no more X2. That'll make me get up off my behind and find another supplier, which we haven't done yet. But we're trying. So it is the best. It is the purest. It is 999999. It's amazing. If you don't know about the iodine conspiracy, you better find out because this is critical. It's integral. And it's at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. It's 25% off. Even though people know I'm not playing games, they love X2, man. It's our most popular product. I thought we'd have like 2 months of it at discounted price. No, we'll have like 2 weeks of it. So I'm going to run this special 25% off for another week, and then it's over. And then it's going to full price. And I'll fund the operation. Still a great price, but it is amazing. It's X2 Survival Shield. InfoWarsLife.com, as much of the great products. Also, Supermel Vitality. That contract's cold press, super high quality, amazing. Doesn't matter. 50% off, it's the final run of that as well. InfoWarsStore.com. Stay with us.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So, I did an off-air interview with Eric Bowling that just went up on InfoWars.com. It's pretty good. Want to tune into it? I sent Bowling a clip. By the way, did McBreen ever get that video done? Remember, I wanted you guys to check the players where we have Bowling saying, oh, there's no bombs in the buildings, and I have Trump saying it. They send that over because, man, I've been in some meetings about that. I'm just saying. Because we get all these great videos get dumped in the file, but that's the thing about humans now. They talk on phones, they talk in text, they send things to files, but they don't communicate. So I'm going to do the dun, 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 dun. In fact, I'm going to stay here. In fact, Beckett shouldn't come on. I'm hosting the third hour now because I see him getting ready. He'll be on. We are going to play that clip. It's going to happen. Let me call dude right now myself. And I'm not mad. I want to go to calls too. But, a couple days I've wanted this clip. And, I've just gotten to where I'm going to make a big thing on air about this. Because that's how I get my clips. That's how I do it. And everybody's got to remember, it's okay to be on computers and phones, but you've got to learn to be conscious. You've got to learn. Hey, I got you live on air.
I know.
I got on my knees hard this morning. It's like I could edit in 5 minutes. Can I just have Trump talk about bombs in the buildings with Bowling?
Yeah, he's making it. And in fact,
we're not airing it then. 2 days for that? I'm not airing it. Boom, not airing it. That's what I meant. So it's nobody's fault. We just don't have it. I'll do it myself. I'm not mad. Just fine. But if I see, here's the thing, I could get 1,000 things done, but if I want something, it doesn't happen. I just want Bowling saying, you're insane, saying bombs in the buildings, and then I want that damn clip. I mean, that is literally 5 minutes here. I don't want some fancy pants thing. See, that's not how the world works. People don't want fancy pants. They want the clip now. That's what they want. Get the punches out, man. We got 53 days out. No more games. Oh, Jesus. I wanted it when he was on the show. Maybe I'll have it next week. You think I want to say the government blew up the World Trade Centers? It's what somebody blew them up. They're on camera saying, get back. They're blowing them up. And then you've got the seismographs. I don't know what happened. You think I wanted to lose 70% of my stations on 9/11? You think I want to have them trying to kill me? I don't want to lie to you. In fact, I am mentally ill. No, it's true. Most people can lie their ass off. I have a real problem with it. I do. I have a real problem lying. It's like, to me, it's some metaphysical fraud. It's like, I just don't like it. It's not like, I'm going to come back, take a few calls, and we'll let Dr. Dan Peters take over here. And I'm going to try as hard as I can today. And I probably need to take some time off. I've been a little bit stressed out. I do not want clips of them saying they blew up the World Trade Center on CNN and BBC with Bowling. I do not want it. I will have it in 2 minutes. It'll be like the most magic, and I'm not mad at the crew. It's like, I don't understand how if I say something is an emergency, I don't get it. And I've learned if I bitch on air, I somehow get it. So I'm going to stop. I'm going to stop right now. It's just so frustrating to sit there with Bowling, who means well. He's a Boy Scout, man. He like, you know, oh my God, I love America. No way, Alex, you're making up bombs in the building. Bowling, do you think I want to just say that for fun, dude? I want the country to be run by good people. I don't want to have to think like that. I don't want to have to live like this. But you know what? I'm going to tell the truth no matter what happens. And it's not because I'm some goody two-shoes. I respect myself and you too much to not feed you a load of horse crap. We'll be back with EarthPulse.com.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
All right, next month we'll air this thing that I got. Seriously, I'm not going to do this thing where I always rush and always release it on Friday night at like midnight so no one sees it. Like this metaphysical, everything's released at midnight on Friday night. No, seriously, I've said, what is this thing where we release stuff on Friday night? Like, oh, I did this all week and then I just pinned it to the refrigerator wall at the last minute. Next Tuesday, not even Monday, but next Tuesday when I'm hosting here, we're going to air bombs in the buildings, firefighters saying it, molten lava, and emergency managers and Trump saying there's bombs in the buildings. And then Eric Bowling in here saying I'm crazy for even questioning what I saw on television. Next Tuesday at 11:30 Central, that's when it's going to air, or I'm going to shut InfoWars down. And I think metaphysically, this is a rule. Because I don't think this can happen. I don't think it will happen. Seriously, and I'm not even complaining. I'm learning how the universe works. It's really weird. It's like a thing, you know. So we're going to do that. We're going to do that. Dr. Nick Becker's coming up next segment. Let's go ahead and take a few calls here. Let's go ahead and talk to, we've got Edgar in Texas, and we've got Travis in California, and so much more here, Nick in Connecticut. So let's go ahead and talk to Nick in Connecticut. Nick, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Awesome show, awesome news, awesome entertainment. I'm a huge fan, and I just wanted to thank you for teaching me about Antifa. I think I saw my first two Antifas in Connecticut, so heads on a swivel for the midterm election.
And again, those are leftist brown shirts running around beating people to death, yeah.
Yeah, they look like emaciated, sickly, weird-looking people. Soy boys for sure, but even
worse. They definitely look like demon-possessed meth heads.
It ain't right, and I want to thank you.
I want to thank you, man. We're in the fight. So what's on your mind today? What do you think you're going to do for the midterm? I think they're going to stage something big. They're certainly hyping it.
Yeah, people are kind of weenies, those types of people, especially in Connecticut. So, like I said, heads on a swivel, but they'll probably try some minor physical actions at the election polling places. Who knows? But I'm mentally ready for it. I don't want any fights. But by God, if they come at me.
God forbid civilization collapse and we start having to actually fight. Oh, God, I'm so scared. I mean, aren't you scared of what we'll do if there's an actual war with these people? God, I'm so afraid of them. I mean, aren't you afraid of them right now, Nick? Aren't you afraid?
No.
I'm so afraid right now, Nick.
Now, I watched your Proud Boys videos, and I couldn't believe how weak they were. I'm not a powerhouse myself, but I'm ex-military. I tried boxing for a while, and I said, that's it? That's all they are?
You can hold your own.
Yeah.
Let me guess. I bet if you get down, you can kick some ass. Like somebody's beating your head in the concrete. I bet you can go Donkey Kong on them, right?
Yeah, there's something about really getting your ass kicked when nothing else matters. I think that brings out a lot of power inside of you. Stop talking about things when things are
really always when those bullies start crying for their mommy, too.
Oh, boy. Now, I've been around the block, boxing, wrestling. I've gotten my ass kicked before. I know what it feels like.
As tough as you are, there's some people so fast, it's like, you know, it's like bam, 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 body slam. But then they always think they've got you at that point, and you get it right in the throat. That's the thing about it. Most folks are really tough. They think they got you, and they have this little celebration moment, and that's when you get them.
Nice.
God bless you, brother. I appreciate your call. And I'm sorry I threw a fit earlier. I'm really pissed off about the globalists. I apologize. And I'm just really mad about everything, and I just want to fight hard. And I kind of flip out like, who's the basketball coach that throws chairs at people and stuff? I don't really do that, but, man, I'm just Bob Knight. Yeah, I do project some of my anger. That's why I got to take a week off. Oh, I got to take a week off next week for a custody battle for my kids. Oh, it's such a vacation. I'm not complaining. It's just like, God, man, I am just like, I'm sitting there listening to Eric Bolling, and he's a sweet guy. And he's just like, oh, my God, how dare you say that 9/11 is an inside job? He doesn't even know what that means. And I'm like, well, we have clips of them saying they blew up Building 7. No, you don't. You say you do. And I'm like, well, we have clips of the 28 pages, and we have clips of, you know, Trump saying there's bombs. No, you don't. And I'm like, can I, you know, I figure I could just have that clip, like, you know, have it. And I'm not mad. Well, there's this thing when I ask for, here's what it is. They want to make it really fancy. So I should have asked Matt, because Matt would just put the clips together in like 10 minutes. Matt's great. McBreen will have it all fancy and all beautiful and all little bells and whistles and ding dong this, ding dong that. But I want to show it now. I want to show you that. Because, you know, it's like Bowling said, you don't have a video of them saying they blew up 7. Dude, I got 5 videos, ABC, CBS, 2 CNNs. I've got the video. We had a good show today. Now I'm blowing the whole thing, and I apologize. I don't bitch and complain, but let me tell you something. It's very traumatic to think about 9/11. People ask me, why don't you cover 9/11 a lot anymore? Because it's depressing. Because people want to argue about it. So, like, fine, the Tooth Fairy did it. Believe whatever you want. At a certain point, it's like you've heard a song you love 1,000 times, suddenly you hate it. I know more about 9/11 than most people will ever even imagine. And I'm not bragging. And it becomes this conundrum and this riddle, and it's totally fake. But then there's so much fake crap, you don't even know what's true anymore. But Bolling, I said, hey, Bolling, 2 passports got found the day after in the rubble. Hundreds of millions of pieces of paper, blown up buildings. Do you believe 2 passports got found in the rubble? Because if he believes that, he thinks he found gold in a leprechaun's butt. Okay? I don't mean a gross analogy, but or he found the end of the rainbow, or he found the, you know, I mean, seriously. two passports, the rebel? He goes, well, what does that mean? The firefighters blew it up? I don't know what it means. The story isn't true. Edgar in Texas, thanks for holding. Nick Baggett's coming up next segment. Go ahead.
Yeah, how you doing, Alex? Hey, I just wanted to say, you know, that if they really think that, you know, InfoWars is the only, you know, platform that's kind of like awake and everything like that, they're very, very, very mistaken, because, I mean, you got a lot of people that I know personally. Let me be clear.
They don't think that. When they set the precedent to ban me, then the dominoes all fall.
Yeah. I wanted to say this too. You know, they've been calling, like, for example, with the whole Marco Rubio thing, they were calling you crazy. I don't know who it was that was on, like, it was like a talk show host person. It's one of your recording clips that you play. He's like, yeah, he's the press of the media or whatever. If they're calling you crazy, they're calling us crazy, because we listen to you, you know, and that offends me personally, because I know I'm not crazy. I'm a normal human being. I have a normal job. You know, I'm out here providing.
Yeah, but see, if you have survival instinct, they call that crazy. Being crazy just means the system says you're not complying with our corporate override that you're supposed to be under our control. That's all that is. It's sociopathic control freaks that lust after destroying free will. God's for free will. They're not, brother. So it's a badge of courage that they attack you.
Right, right. But yeah, you know, with the whole midterm thing, I think right now, I think they're probably going to try to come after just the rest of the patriots that are out there. But just because...
Oh, they're already banning everybody. I mean, that's what this is. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I just want to say though, like they're really stupid. Like, they think that they're just going to do that and then, oh yeah, it's all good. Like everybody's quiet now. Nobody can talk. We're just going to steal the election. If we don't have our country, we don't have our freedom. And you're going to see a lot of people rise up.
No, you're right. It's definitely blowing up in their face. All right, brother. Thank you so much. Well, we can take 20 phone calls, and I'm sorry to all other callers. Dr. Nick Baggage is coming up, and then we've got the war with Owen Schroyer coming up after that. And then next Tuesday, won't be Sunday when I host, won't be Monday, because we're going to give people plenty of time. It'll be next Tuesday.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
And welcome back to Infowars.com. This is Dr. Nick Begich for the last hour of the broadcast this Friday. And I'm coming to you again from my home in Alaska. I've been gone for about 3 weeks. It's good to be back home. And, you know, I want to encourage people to... think about Alex right now and just the pressure that happens when you're under the gun a bit, and he is, and lift him up, really, and support the network and the people behind this bit of alternative news. You know, when you think about the program, think about some of the products, Survival Shield, 25% off. It's a last chance on that special. Alex is carrying all of my books, all of my videos. You can see those at InfoWarsStore.com. All of that is up. Tim has put all that stuff up there, and that supports Alex and maintains the program when you support InfoWarsStore.com. So take a look. There's products there, and we all appreciate it when you support Alex in that way and the team at InfoWars.com. You know, I want to talk a little bit, sort of take it a different direction when we're thinking about globalists and the economy and sort of what drives it all. And whenever I travel, I turn on the television every once in a while, which I don't do at home because I don't watch television otherwise. And I'm always amazed at just the general degradation of what they call news. And then they accuse what's going on here as fake news. Give me a break. The mainstream has really has a whole different view of news than I certainly do, and I think here's how I read it. All right, multi-generational transformation. You know, and as generations fade away and new ones come, people lose historical perspective, and I want to get into some of that today. You know, and I travel around the world a lot. I've been Europe probably 40, 50 times in the last 25 years, Latin America, Asia, all over. And the overlays by the globalists are a little different, you know, in each area. They're sort of got a cultural tone, but it's all about markets and resources. And when you look at Europe, for instance, right now, and you think about European institutions, you think about the European Central Bank, which is like our Federal Reserve. It's a bunch of bankers, nobody elected, running the currency for more than one country, even a whole bunch of countries, who gave up their currency to a central bank. The U.S. has a Federal Reserve system, which essentially is the same thing, 300 member banks running the currency. And when you think about this on a global level, this is the trade. This is the money changers, if you will, at the temple door. This is the tables you want to kick over when you think about what they actually control. Because real economics is based on four things. This is what economics will teach you. It's based on labor, land and natural resources as the second thing. Third is capital equipment, things that make things like factories and caterpillars and even shovels, you know, when you get right down to it. Horses and buggies, tractor trailers, you know, factories, all of that. And then you have entrepreneurship, creativity. These are the four factors of what drives a real economy. Labor. And let's talk about labor for a minute. What's coming and what's here? Robotics. In the next 15 years, they're saying will replace, maybe sooner even, 30% of blue-collar jobs from and all jobs, for that matter. Truck drivers, taxi drivers, drivers of all kinds, fruit pickers, pickers, you know, people who harvest fruits and vegetables. All of it from menial, hard, back-breaking tasks to the most complex factories in the world are being automated to the point where labor will be much different. Even self-replicating, self-repairing machines that will change everything about labor. So as a factor of real economics, this is a thing to consider. Where we go, what policy looks like, how do we function within that in terms of our education systems, our infrastructures, you know, how does that all work? Because that's a big factor. Land and natural resources is a factor. The United States, and I've talked about it before on the program, natural resources in Alaska, particularly as it relates to the United States, 18% of the landmass, more coastline than the West Gulf and East Coast combined, is in Alaska, which is tremendous. Fishing resources, geothermal, oil and gas, 34 of the strategic minerals, including rare earths, are here in world-class mineable quantities. Some are already developed in world-class mines in Alaska. We talked about that in previous segments. But, you know, when I think about what drives economies, you know, land and natural resources held in common by Americans and our public lands and resources, this is huge. When you think of Alaska, this is where the big plays are being made. And most of the companies developing mines here are not domestic. They're multinational companies coming in because this is a safe political environment. We have the strictest environmental rules, both in Alaska and nationally, but it's also a safe political environment. You're not going to get chopped up and put in a drum and floating down a river like you would in some places in Africa or other parts of the world that are pretty dangerous. You know, so when you think of natural resources and the connection of bringing Alaska's resource to the rest of the United States, what we're short is a railroad. And the road system is in the south central part of the state where you see clouds on the map if you have the visual images up. But essentially, very little of the state has roads. Most of it is wilderness. And what we need is a railroad infrastructure that links us in to the railroad system in Canada, which is pushing through into BC and into the Yukon territories today. And then that would take us, our resources, from railroads to riches, bring our natural resources into the Midwest, the Rust Belt of the United States, and really put labor and capital equipment and the things that represent economic activity to work. You know, this is what can happen. And what we're not doing is looking at, as we have for the last 250 years, the development of natural resources and infrastructures. And in the modern world, those infrastructures are communication, transportation, information systems. And today, the most efficient is rail, overland, and shipping. And we don't have the ports. We don't have the rail connections to the biggest chunk of undeveloped natural resources of the United States, Alaska, and the resources we hold in common here, and that the state and Native organizations hold in Alaska. When you think about capital equipment underutilized and the opportunity to develop value added with these natural resources, this requires a commitment to infrastructure. We're going to be back after the break. This is Dr. Nick Begich standing in for this last hour. We're Infowars.com, and go by Infowarsstore.com. You'll see all of the products there. And take a look. 25% off on Survival Shield. We'll be right back after these brief messages. Dr. Nick Begich for Infowars.com.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You keep saying you got something.
And welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. This is Dr. Nick Begich standing in this last hour on a Friday from my home in Alaska. And before the break, I was talking about infrastructure and the four factors of real economic production. When you study economics, it's land and labor. Land and natural resources, number two. Number three, capital equipment, things that make things like factories and shovels. And lastly, entrepreneurship, creativity. And when you think about sort of how this all goes, what is the medium between those four factors of production is money, currency. It used to be backed by gold, silver, something real. So when you were trading things, you had some kind of representative value. And now it's on the good faith and credit of the Federal Reserve System in the U.S. and the European Central Bank in most of Europe and other institutions for other countries. But the currency as the way of controlling governments and controlling countries is, in fact, what investment bankers and bankers around the world recognized long ago. And when you think about the robber barons of the late 1800s and the 1800s, and even going back further in our history, the United States after the colonial wars, where we won our independence from England, they had a saying, not worth a continental. Well, that was the currency of the day, and there was nothing to back it up. The money system was in shambles. It wasn't worth a continental, and money that our revolutionaries who had fought and died for and sacrificed for was worthless, basically. But they held it, hoping someday the script would be honored. Meanwhile, speculators went around and collected it all up, bought it up for like 10 cents on the dollar. And then later, the United States government, under lobby pressure from the people that bought up those continentals, there's one on the screen. You know, what they ended up doing is they bought them up for 10 cents on the dollar. The U.S. borrowed money from France, paid them off in gold at 100 cents on the dollar later. And it was speculators that won, not the revolutionaries. You know, and it's kind of been that deal with bankers throughout our history. A really great book. I read it years ago. There's one, The New American History by W.E. Woodard. And it's actually from 1936. But the guy talked to people who had been there, you know, more or less, people who were living and could tell him the stories of our history in a pretty dramatic way. But when you think about the Federal Reserve, the Civil War itself, after the Civil War, income tax, late 1800s was tried, and in 1894, the U.S. Supreme Court voted down as unconstitutional. You couldn't tax labor. That was involuntary servitude, even if it was the government. So there was a constitutional amendment made in 1913. We got the Federal Reserve, which was the hijacking from the robber barons who were literally hijacking the national wealth by taking the transportation quarters, so that if you were growing wheat in Kansas, you were being robbed on the transportation costs by the robber barons who owned the granaries and owned everything, you know, bringing that grain to market. So, I mean, it was systems of control. And today, it's the communication systems. Think about what's happened with Alex over the last several weeks and censorship by the main media, the if you will, communications industry and the media industry, which if you look at a percentage of GDP, a percentage of the world's economy, it's a big chunk of the money. But think of the robber barons that created taxation and income taxes, and then also at the same time created the Federal Reserve systems, which have never been audited. You know, here we are 109 years later and no full audit of the Federal Reserve. Give me a break. You know, there's a partial audit done showing trillions and trillions of dollars loaned out during the crisis of 2008 and its aftermath. But, you know, a full review of what these institutions represent, because they control the money supply, if you will. The money supply, which is the money that transfers between labor, natural resources, things factories build, and entrepreneurship. And that money is constrained by Federal Reserve organizations. When, you know, really it's about supply and demand, right? Is there a shortage of any of those things? Natural resources, labor, I mean, all of it on a global basis? No. What the globalists have done is transfer wealth. Okay, they're looking at the world now, looking at 300 million in the U.S., and not so big of a market anymore when you got 4 billion people expected to jump into the middle class globally in the next, you know, several decades. But hey, that's where the money's moving, places like China and India. And what's happened there is the postscript to what's happening here. In India, they got rid of the e-currencies, you know, all Bitcoin and all that in terms of central banks. They got rid of their 1,000 and 2,000 rupee notes and called them back. And if you didn't turn them in a certain amount of time and pay what tax they're due on them. And they're making money and social systems all electronic using iris scans, fingerprints, facial recognition, those three. And they have most of the population already in the system. In China, as has been reported, they do social media or the social medias of all kinds, whether it's Google or the Facebooks or their own local versions of the same, the software that's been developed to socially profile like credit score of the population. So it decides who gets to eat, who gets to drink, who goes to college, who doesn't, who travels, who gets passports. This is what is happening in China. Okay, so you've got bank regulators looking at your credit scores and social scores by the social media, Facebook, Google, Apple, all these organizations, Amazon, and the rest of them. These represent the trillion-dollar industries of the 21st century. Technology, where power is. Think about what makes government strong in the world. It's technology and the control and command of technology as now infrastructure. So when you look across at first the banking systems, the beginning of the hijacking of our wealth, that continues to this day. In fact, if you look at the wealth of the nation and determine a sort of a different view of how we manage it, if we took back from the Federal Reserve, for instance, the control of our money supply, if we developed our natural resources truly in the national interest, which is yours and mine, which is retiring our national debt, if we looked at our economy differently, our infrastructure differently, as an engine that we own at least a big chunk of these resources, need to be doing a little bit more for the American people and the American public. And truly American companies, not multinationals who don't pay taxes here, who duck and dodge, including the big Facebooks and Googles and all of them, who have used tax shelters around the world. And why are they attacking Trump? Because he's taxing their foreign income for the first time. Just like American citizens, you know, treat a corporation, they got freedom of speech like we do. Give me a break. To control political processes as individuals do, give me a break. But they're not taxed the same as individuals until Trump's tax act that started taxing national companies on their foreign income, even if it is at a reduced rate. At least tax it like the rest of us, which is not a reduced rate. for you, for me as private citizens. We live somewhere else. We're taxed on our global income as U.S. citizens. That's just part of the deal of being Americans. Ought to be the same for the corporations. So we need to go a little further in this. If you go back to the 1913 when we got the first income tax, they also put in for the mineral industry and the oil and the energy industry, oil and gas, depletion allowances, which cut their effective tax rate in half. It's kind of a fictitious accounting thing you get to do. Depletion allowances. If you look at it and you look at what happens, you get to write off as you're depleting your natural resources, half of their value against your net income. So you're paying half rate. So if your tax is corporation at 20%, you're taxed effectively at 10 when you factor this little accounting adjustment in there that's been there for over 106 years with no changes. And you really, we need to revisit some of the things that happened when the Tax Act was passed and where we are today, because the evolution has shifted it to you and me, to the taxing our labor, something that was unconstitutional, thought of as slavery, involuntary servitude. So we need to go back a couple generations and revisit the value systems that drove the country from our origins. This is Dr. Nick Begich. You're listening to Infowars.com. Stay tuned for the following messages and support the network by paying attention. Thank you very much.
Frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
And welcome back. This is Dr. Nick Begich, and you're listening to InfoWars Live. And this is, again, the last segment of a quick Friday. Always enjoy being here. We were just before the break talking again about sort of how all of this started. You know, when you think about income taxes and the rules that began, you know, income taxes didn't even kick in 1913 until you made over $22,000 a year, which in those days, most people in America, probably 90% of Americans, didn't make $22,000. So they didn't pay any income taxes. It was for the rich, essentially, and it went up from 1% to 6% if you made over $500,000 a year, which was an enormous sum in 1913. And then gradually, of course, all of that creeped up, and you see where it is today. Things didn't change. Depletion allowances stayed in for all of that time, over 100 years, haven't gone away. And as a matter of disclosure, I have a mineral interest in Alaska. I have some valuable copper and silver properties here in Alaska. And so when I'm talking about this loophole, it benefits me personally, but I think it ought to be eliminated. It's just a hangover that certainly industry doesn't want. Most people in my industry like this tax advantage, and I certainly can appreciate it. But it's not really the right thing. It really benefits the few. And here, think about it. You're depleting the natural resource. One of these factors of production economy that I spoke about, we depreciate things that have value added, depreciate like buildings and equipment because it wears out. But these are natural resources that are taken from the ground, and I can see the theory on this that eventually they go away, but they're not valued at full value in the ground. It's all that value added that you do get to deduct as you take it out and depreciate your capital equipment that does that and write off your labor and expenses and so on. But then you get this added advantage, and I don't know that that's right. You get the reclamation, you get to write off all of that as part of the deal. To me, we need to revisit this because this is really creating a huge benefit for oil, gas, and minerals companies. They get them an unfair advantage in taxation in both their domestic and global operations when you look at this accounting trick, if you will. But when you think of the hijacking of natural resources, think of utility companies today, energy companies that evolved over the last 100 years, transportation, communications, pharmacology, the military-industrial complex. You know, another area of huge amount of our economy goes to defending the world. Okay, the world
ought to be maybe paying the bill, you know, which is one of Donald Trump's things with NATO. And if you look at those numbers and you look at it globally, we spend way too much money. And in fact, we have over 850 bases around the world and stations around the world, most of which we could operate from the United States. And moving those billions and billions and hundreds of billions of dollars in economic activity back to the United States would create two or three jobs for every direct job that we brought back. Right now, those jobs are created overseas. And we're paying for it. And a lot of it, both in cash and taxes, it's collected from the American taxpayer, and in debt, quite frankly. And the rest of the world should be paying their bill, not just us. When you look around the world at the cost of that, again, this is another hijacking of America for primarily multinational corporations' interests. And if you look at where these bases are, yeah, they're in the most volatile places on the planet where problems happen. But we can be anywhere from the United States, stretching from the Virgin Islands, U.S. Virgin Islands in the Atlantic, and then in Alaska in the northern region, across the globe in the entire northern hemisphere, or Guam in the South Pacific and Asia, which is, again, U.S. Holdings, Marshall Islands as well. You know, we have places that we can jump off of sort of our own territorial boundaries safely, including the Aleutian Chain, a lot of places. But again, re-sort of evaluating how our economy goes, we have to look at defense and how we spend our money and where we put men and women in harm's way. It's the biggest area of national cost. We have to look at the national activity in terms of education and some of the departments that really belong to states and should be relegated to states. Only those few things at a national level that truly belong. Interstate commerce, I understand, has been a little bit stretched, but we understand national defense, of course, is easy to understand, trade and treaties and so on at the national level. But at the same time, recognizing the sovereignty of states and what states should be able to do for ourselves. But more importantly, looking at the evolution of national politics, national institutions, you know, whether you're on the left or the right, the national parties are equally corrupt. That's why in the last election cycle, the most extremes from those parties are the ones who legitimately should have won the nominations. And that wasn't Hillary Clinton on the other side. And 16 mainstream Republicans knocked out, you know, in the course of what happened in the Republican side. These are rebellions against national institutions. You see the same things happen in other organizations at the national level. Business organizations, unions, banks, and so on. Taking greater control of what happens within the mind of the public and ultimately within the consciousness of the public. Think of mainstream media. Think of the entertainment industry. Who owns them? China owns a big chunk of them. Foreign investors own big chunks of our media and control major aspects of what happens in the United States. By controlling the news feed, the information technologies, the communication technologies. And then when you think about what's been developed for the Chinese, for the Indian governments by multinational corporations, being applied to the social media of the Googles and Facebooks that have banned most of InfoWars, what is happening is the economic undermining of a democracy and a republic such as ours. By taking our resources and squandering them in foreign lands, on foreign adventures, that we ought to not be involved in. The Middle East is a prime example. What in the hell are we doing there? We don't need the energy. We're a net exporter. Alternative energies, we could be the leader if we worked on it a little bit harder. But the point of the matter is, we don't need to be there. It's not our dispute. Let them settle it regionally, if they can figure it out, or have their own revolution like we did. But I don't think we need to be there. Look at the problem it's breeding for Europe because of their policies towards the Middle East and entanglement and involvement in someone else's foreign affairs. Mind your own business. Maybe make sense. Or at least pay your own bill in the case of NATO and Asia and a lot of the rest of the world. Well, our infrastructure suffer. Well, we fail to connect up the structures in the United States that bring the treasury of Alaska into the production rust belt of the nation that should be a gleaming, shining production hub once again. This is where
the world needs to change. We have an opportunity to reshape it all. Draining the swamp isn't just about Washington, D.C. It's the economic swamp, the economic slavery that's been built on multinationals that control our media, our communications. And what's happened with this network in the last month, 2 months, is a prime example of it, and only the beginning of what is coming. Censorship, when you think about in a democratic republic, is the beginning of the end of the things that we hold in common. I talked a lot about history in this segment, and the next segment when I come on, I want to talk more about it, because only from a multi-generational perspective do we recognize the hijacking of America as it's happened. It's happening now again to our children and grandchildren, and it's up to us to inform the public and to crack the cosmic egg of the fake news in what's called mainstream media today, which is controlled by multinational corporations, interlocking boards of directors. Take a look at the history and record. And this is what's being shut down, is the ability to have a dialogue. And being able to afford to have that dialogue requires support for this network and independent researchers through their intellectual property, their books, their videos, supplements that make you healthy. I mean, things that at least is a quid pro quo. So support InfoWars. The InfoWars store is a great place. It registers your support for what's going on with this network and bringing the messages out there. 25% off on Survival Shield right now while the supply lasts. Get that Survival Shield X2, 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And check out my website at EarthPulse.com, EARTHPULSE, EarthPulse.com. I appreciate when you do. There's information there, tells you some of the things we're up to, as well as things I think are important under special events. This has been Dr. Nick Begich again on the fourth hour of a Friday afternoon, broadcasting from my home in Alaska. It's been good to be with you at InfoWars.com.